Freeze! The floater from five, no, taken by Baker, got it, Eagles are in front, couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it in right side for 10. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good evening and welcome to OVC Basketball from the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee. The first place Morehead State Eagles are on the road to do battle with the Tennessee State Tigers. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Morales along with Tom Lewis at the halfway point of the conference schedule. The Eagles are where they want to be in the standings in first place, as I mentioned. But tonight, they face red-hot Tennessee State for what will likely be a very tough game. The Tigers have won four straight and always give MSU fits here at the Gentry Center. Stay tuned. We're talking with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes when we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Morehead State with OVC action in Tennessee State. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, you'll be taking on a Tiger ball club that is probably the hottest in the OVC right now. Winners of four straight. They've got everybody healthy. They'll be tough to beat on their home floor.
Without question. You know, this is a really talented group. And, you know, like we told our guys that, you know, we kind of created a monster when we played them at our place and beat them, because we poked holes in what they got to do, what they got to get better with, and credit them and Penny and the rest of their staff, because, you know, They answered the call. They've gotten a lot better. They're playing terrific as a team. They're really defending at a high level. That's the biggest key. They're holding their opponents, you know, to 15 points per game less than what they were coming into those four wins. And they're sharing the ball and playing good team basketball right now. So this is a really good version of the Tennessee State team we're going to see here tonight.
The one thing they remind me of us about is the fact that they have a number of guys who can score the basketball.
Yeah, without question. You know, the talent's never been something that they lack here, and they certainly don't this year. They've got a lot of talent. They got a lot of depth. They have great size, of course, with Jason Jatobo inside, and they made him a real focal point as of late to draw a lot of attention, get a lot of touches, and I would expect the same thing here tonight.
The one thing about the Tigers, and this has been something that's going on for years, is they're a team that really feeds off of their own runs. Once they get hot, they're really tough to beat. They're tough to stop. But at the same time, you can get them in a cold stretch here and there, and that's how you can come back in ball games. It seems like that's the same thing again this year with this group.
Yeah, without question. You know, you look at their last four games where they've been playing well and four-game win streak. You know, they were down at Western Illinois a week ago and went on a surge at the beginning of the second half and took the lead and never looked back. You know, they were in a tight back-and-forth ball game with Tennessee Tech here on their home court, and they went on like a 25-2 run, something incredible. So, you know, again, it goes back. They're a really talented team. Obviously, they play well here at home. They feed off the energy. So we got to do a really good job tonight, Chuck, just coming out, sticking to our game plan, controlling the pace, picking our spots, and when we want to run, when we don't want to run, and just making sure that we're sticking together through everything. We're not going to play perfect here tonight, but we've got to make sure that we're playing together.
Deontay Miles, your starting center, went out late in the first half of the last ball game, and he had a shoulder injury, did not come back. What's the status for this evening?
Yeah, we'll see where he's at. He's going to be a game-time decision for us. He did some practice stuff the last couple of days, and so, you know, we're not going to rush him back until he's ready, so we're going to see where he's at in warm-ups here, and obviously he's a guy that has a huge impact for us and is playing extremely well. You know, the best half of basketball he's probably played was against Western Illinois last weekend, so we'll see where he's at.
Other keys tonight for Morehead State?
You know, again, the tempo. Tempo is going to be really important, that we run when we have our chances, but we grind them out when we don't. You know, they're playing great defensively right now, so we got to do a really good job with our screening, making sure that, you know, we're sprinting our cuts. We didn't do a great job at our execution in the final 25 minutes of that game at our place. The first 15 minutes, we were really good, but, you know, we got tired and kind of let some of that go. And then, you know, we got to protect the paint. I thought that they really just drove us. They posted us, and they really got into our legs and got into the teeth of our defense a lot the last time we played these guys. So we got to make those adjustments, do a little bit better job keeping them out of that painted area.
And that's NSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Welcome back to the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Earlier today, the MSU women on this very floor lost to TSU 71-58. The men now taking the court. Tennessee State, under the direction of six-year head coach Penny Collins, a graduate of Belmont, where he was a starter all 4 years there for that ball club. Last year, he led the Tigers to an 18-14 mark, 10-8 in the OVC. They're picked third in the preseason poll. Right now, they're 12-9, winners of four straight, 5-3 in the Ohio Valley Conference, coming off a win at Eastern Illinois on Saturday, 64-60. Here's Coach Collins' lineup. Three guards, a forward, and a center. First guard will be Kenyon Hodges, an EIU transfer, 6'2 senior from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, averaging 10.5 points, over 5 rebounds a game. The second guard, Justin Williams. He is a JUCO transfer from Los Angeles, a 6'3, 185-pound junior. He's averaging 4.5 points and about 1.5 in terms of rebounds. The third guard, Denham Dawson, a transfer from Nebraska, a 6'6 redshirt sophomore from San Bernardino, California, averaging 1.5 and a rebound and a half. The lone forward, Michael Shanks, a transfer from Belmont, averaging about 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's a 6'6 senior from Bentonville, Arkansas. And the starting center, a transfer from Florida, 6'11, 247-pound graduate student, Jason Jatoba, who is from Nigeria, averaging 9.3 points, 4.8 rebounds. One change in the Morehead State starting lineup, which we'll talk about in just a moment. MSU comes in under the direction of eighth-year head coach Preston Spradlin. He has 130 career victories on the Eagles bench, tied for third all-time in coaching wins at MSU with Wayne Martin. The Eagles come in at 16-5 on the year, 7-1 in the OVC, 6-5 on the road, by the way. Winners of 13 of 15, their last two straight. They beat Western Illinois at home on Saturday, 64-50 in their last ball game. Three guards and two forwards for MSU. The point guard will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3 senior from Orlando, averaging 9.3 points, 3.4 rebounds, and an OVC best 6.2 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Latham, the seventh leading scorer in the OVC, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 16 points and 6.5 rebounds per contest. The third guard is Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 11.7 points, 4.3 rebounds. The first forward, Riley Minix, 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, having a great year, averaging almost 19 points a game. He's third in the OVC in scoring and also third in rebounding, averaging 9 caroms a contest. He also leads Morehead State in blocks and steals. The change is at center, where Morehead State will have Zach Ayemi instead of Deontay Miles. Miles, of course, suffered a shoulder injury in that ball game against Western Illinois late in the first half, and he is on the bench, at least to start tonight's ball game. We'll see if he plays. Ayemi is a 6'4", 260-pound graduate student from Houston, Texas, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Series between these two teams began in 1980. MSU leads it 47-28. They won 7 straight and knocked off the Tigers in Johnson Arena back on January 6th, 78-68. MSU lifetime in Nashville against TSU, 16-23. The officials for this ball game: Blake Harris, Jason Deering, and Boyd Copeland. Morehead State taking on Tennessee State. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Tip-off and more coming your way in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. to the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Morehead State and Tennessee State tonight. The Eagles will be dressed in their royal blue traveling uniforms with the yellow gold numbers and letters and some white and gold trim. As for Tennessee State, the home white uniforms with the dark blue numbers and letters and some dark blue and some red trim on the uniforms. Bring in Tom Lewis now. Tom, big thing in this ball game, Morehead State going without starting center Deontay Miles. Miles averaging about 6 points and six rebounds a game, but he's such a presence on the inside of the Morehead State defense. He changes the way other teams have to play offense against the Eagles.
He does, and this is a TSU team that, while they don't have a large rebounding margin or anything like that, they did show the ability in the first meeting to get on the boards pretty well against Morehead State when Miles was even out there, and particularly with a guy like Jason Jatoba, who is such a physical presence on the inside for Tennessee State. He's 6'11", 300 pounds. Zach Iami's got some good size, but he's not Deontay Miles big. And so if Miles cannot go at all tonight, that's a major disadvantage for the Eagles.
And let's not forget that post player for Morehead State is Riley Minix. He slides to the five spot when both Iami and Miles are off the floor, and that means Eddie Ricks, the young freshman, will have to come in and play a lot of four tonight, which I'm confident he can do, but he could be a difference maker in this game.
Yeah, I think you're right, Chuck. He's shown the ability to get it done inside, outside, just like Riley Minix. Not quite to the level of Riley Minix, but few people are at that level. But yeah, Ricks could be an X factor in this game. One thing we have not talked about, there's the miss, the loss of Miles in the Morehead State starting lineup. When you talk to Coach Preston Spradlin, we thought Tennessee State was at full strength tonight. They're not. They're actually missing their leading scorer in Christian Brown, who is a huge offensive threat, averaging about 14.5 points a game. He apparently tweaked an ankle in practice. He's out tonight, so there's a little bit of a trade-off there, and we'll see which team gets the better of it as the end result.
Marcus Fitzgerald has been battling an injury problem for TSU. He was a preseason all-conference pick, averaging almost 10 points a game this year, averaging at about 14 last year. I did see him down at the bench. He is in uniform. Let's see if he plays.
He would definitely be a nice fill-in for Coach Penny Collins with the loss of Brown for tonight, but as good as Fitzgerald is, he's not quite the caliber player that Christian Brown is.
Tigers are already on the floor. Again, their lineup featuring Hodges, Williams, Dawson, Jatoba, and Shanks. I remember Shanks playing at Belmont. There's also another Belmont transfer on this Tennessee State roster, E.J. Bellinger, a 6'4 graduate student. Morehead State, of course, answering with Thelwell, Lathan, Thomas, Minix, and Yemi. And they're on the floor now. The Eagles will be moving left to right on your radio dial as we open things up from the Gentry Center. Tom, this is a little bit of a darker gymnasium, and you wonder about shooting in this place because it's a tough place to play.
It is a little bit of a different environment. An older lighting system. I actually had some problems with it in pregame. The players were out there doing warm-ups basically with the security lighting on, as they had to let the main lighting system reset.
Opening tap is bounced around, finally controlled by Iami as it deflected off another Tiger player. Now Thelwell with it for Morehead State. Left to right across the timeline, works on Williams, high left. Bounce out front, coming forward, Lathan, left to right behind him. Thelwell for the handoff. He'll drive high right, come back to his left, top of the key, back behind him for the handoff. It's Lathan, or check that, Thomas, toward the left hash to Lathan with 10 to shoot. Jordan Lathan at the wing, works the dribble, 7 to shoot. Toward the baseline, 5 to shoot. He'll launch from three-point land, miss it. Rebound ricochets toward the left corner where it's picked off by Denham Dawson for TSU. To Williams. Williams down central, works on Thelwell. Skips it inside the right hash, coming around for the basketball, Hodges. Hodges holding at the wing. Bounce to the block, and Jatoba on Iami. Double team knocked away. Ball loose on the hardwood. Minix has it. Clears it down the right sideline. Lathan, he'll drive the angle, put it up off the glass and in.
Credit Khalil Thomas with the weak side defensive help on Jatobo to come up with that back tap and the steal to lead to that transition bucket.
Morehead State man-to-man as TSU comes down, trailing 2-0 early. Williams at the near wing, back out front to Dawson. Left to right, Williams up top. Back up the near sideline, Shanks toward the corner. And Hodges, left block extended. Jatoba, they double him high left. Off to Hodges, jump pass right corner. Shanks on the move, six to shoot. High right, moving in. Free throw line jumper put up by Hodges and missed. Floor rebound knocked away, out of bounds, baseline right. Morehead State will get the possession.
Iami had the inside position, and Jatobo trying to essentially come over the back to get that basketball and instead just deflected it out of bounds.
Inbounding will be Thomas to Thelwell. He'll work all the way up the floor on Justin Williams. Thelwell across the left sideline, back to his right, between the circles to Minix. Bounce high left, outside the elbow for it, Iami. One bounce to his left, back up the sideline for it, Thelwell, 16 to shoot, far side Minix. He'll drive the angle to the baseline, cut off, fades, looks to the right side to Lathan. He'll come baseline, fade, and put it up from 15, spins out, no, baseline right, rebound. Cleared away, Justin Williams, TSU. He'll do it himself to the timeline and across toward the near sideline and cut to the right, top of the key. To the far side, off it goes to Dawson. He'll put up the running 10-footer at the baseline. Knocked away and fouled. Shot didn't hit, and the foul goes to Riley Minix. The two free throws coming up for Tennessee State. Minix with the first foul of the ball game for either team.
Two guys that the Eagles can ill afford to see get in foul trouble in this game. Riley Minix picking that one up, and Zach Guyemi.
Tennessee State, the best free throw shooting team in all of the OVC, averaging almost 76 points, or 76% from the free throw line. Line left for the first free throw is Dawson, in and out, and back in again. So they've got their first point. Dawson at the line, now just 2 of 8. He's probably the worst free throw shooter they have, but he knocked down the first one. Dawson with next one, flips it up. Back of the rim, no. Right block rebound, Thomas, and MMSU. Backcourt, Thelwell off the screen from Thomas. Gets toward the Big Tiger logo in the middle of the floor and across the timeline. Skips it, left elbow extended. Minix to the right side, Thelwell. He'll back up to the corner, double team, right block Iami. Double teamed underneath, fakes once, twice, puts up a shot, blocked by Jatoba, and a foul. I think they got Jatoba for this one. Indeed, that's the call. So the first TSU foul goes to Jason Jatoba.
Good presence there by Iami. He recognized that Jatoba was fronting him, and it was Denham Dawson trying to offer some weak side help, but Dawson only 6'5", not much, or 6'6", not much he could do against Iami.
Iami, first free throw up, off the iron, off the glass, and off the rim, and kicks away, no good. Zach has had his issues at the free throw line this year, only 43%. See if he can nail the second one. Morehead State leads 2-1 early. Iami squats down, looks up, right-hand push, free throw, nothing but net. There you go, Zach.
Pretty stroke there.
Yep, 3-1 Morehead State, the Eagles defending, and to our left, Williams. Right hash, driving down the sideline, Shanks back up the sideline for it, Hodges. Hodges, standing dribble, top of the arc, high right to Williams. He'll try to move in, free throw line, left block, skips it off to Jatoba, double team there in the lane, fades, hooks, and scores.
Jatoba, big guy, also some good skills, and he flashed him right there with that little hook in the lane.
That ties the game at 3-3. Thelwell quickly to the offensive end to the far half. Coming right to set up the offense, high left to Minix. Minix on Shanks, down the left wing with a dribble. Pitches it back out, Iami. High right, Thelwell, cross court, coming back to the logo. Thomas on the catch. 10 to shoot, knocked away. Khalil has it, 8 to shoot. Right wing, Thelwell. 6 to shoot. Thelwell way out there at the wing. 4 to shoot, 3 to shoot. The long three by Drew. Off the iron, off the glass, no. Jatoba rakes down the rebound for the Tigers. Gets it to Williams, coming across the timeline into Minix in the paint. Right side. Dawson and back to the hash and Williams. And now the ball inside, knocked away and a foul. And this one goes on Iami, his first, Morehead State's second.
He reached around Jatoba to try to knock the ball away. Looked pretty clean from our angle, but we're on the back side. And I think the far side official had a better look at it.
Changes for both teams. Jalen Jones, averaging 10 points a game, a 6'1 freshman from Nashville. In for the Tigers, Zach Iami comes out for Morehead State, replaced by 6'7 freshman Eddie Ricks.
Ricks, the X factor you were talking about in the pregame.
Jones will inbound, baseline right. 20 on the shot clock as they reset. Toward the right corner, Jatoba. Tries to back in on Minix, pounds his way in there, clears it out, jump feed, high right, Jones. Jones on Thomas, Morehead man-to-man, high left, out for it. Kenyon Hodges down the left sideline, coming back for Shanks, driving on Ricks to the baseline. The runner from five rolls off, no. Rebound, Morehead State, Latham. Lathan does it himself, right sideline to the offensive end. Stops near arc, right corner Minix. Minix on Jatoba, drives in. Straightaway Lathan, high left Thelwell. Thelwell on Jones, around the Minix screen. Back to Riley at the left side. Long three, yes!
Riley Minix, his first bucket of the night. Sporting a new hairdo, got a bit of a buzz cut. Looks like he's fresh off the set of Hoosiers.
Much more aerodynamic. 6-3, Morehead State. On the drive, Hodges to the lane. Stops, jumps, fakes, puts it up. Blocked away, no. Whistle foul, Morehead State. This belongs to Jordan Lathan, his first, Morehead State's third. That takes us to our first media timeout of this ball game. 15:48 to go in the first half in Nashville. It's Morehead State 6, Tennessee State 3. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Well, it's early. Morehead State leads with 15:48 to go in the first half here in Nashville over Tennessee State by a score of 6-3. Taking a look at some of your numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. MSU 2 of 5 from the field, TSU 1 of 3, MSU 1 of 2 outside the arc. Tigers have not shot a 3, both teams 1 of 2 at the line, rebounding even 3 turnovers. 1-0, Tennessee State there. Morehead State sending in Jerome Morton into the lineup as we come back from the break. Morton, 6'4 freshman from Winchester, Kentucky, averaging just under 3 points a contest. Let's see, the Tigers have sent in E.J. Bellinger. And that's it. Yes, they've got Jones, Dawson, Bellinger, Shanks, and also Hodges, who's at the free throw line.
Scott, make sure they check in down there. They're coming here to check in. Back to Tennessee State heading back to the free throw line. Kenyon Hodges doing the duties this time.
Hodges, a transfer from Eastern Illinois. His first free throw is good, the left-hander. On the year is almost 78% from the line. His first point of the contest makes it 6-4. Hodges was on the all-newcomer team last year at EIU.
Probably
the OVC.
Best player on that Panther roster last year.
Second free throw, he misses. Rebound in the lane. Jerome Morton for MSU across the line. Thelwell works out front on Dawson. TSU man-to-man. Thelwell looks to his right. Can't find Thomas, now gets him the ball near the right hash on the bounce. He'll skip it back out to Rich between the circles. 15 to shoot, right side Thomas. Thomas to his left of the corner and Minix. Minix on the right angle drive, spins to the right block, 8 to shoot. In a double team, puts it up off the glass and in with one hand. Boy, that was a tough shot and a lot of traffic.
It sure was, and Minix again showing his strength as he just muscled his way back toward the basket and able to finish.
8-4, Morehead State. Bellinger from the right corner answers with a 3 for TSU. He's 36% from outside the arc this year. He's pretty good from long distance, averaging 12 points a game. Thelwell quickly across the line with his team up 8-7, 14:54 to go right half. He'll drive the right arc. Picks up his dribble, looking around, spinning, looking. Back out he goes toward the line, and Morton. Jerome drives the left side. Jumps it back out to Minix. Minix with a three. Skims the rim and rattles out no good to Hodges. Hodges and the Tigers coming the other way. It's Jones with the basketball at the right wing. Jones holds, looks. Left to right, Bellinger straight away. He'll work the dribble to the right side and Shanks. Shanks on Minix, comes baseline right. Backs to the block, high right to Bellinger. Back to the corner, Shanks. He'll look, fire a three, and nothing but net.
The Bellinger three the trip before was wide open. Shanks did have a hand in his face on that one.
So the Tigers with the lead now 9-8. First time they've led tonight. Fell well at the right arc. Works it back left, coming left to right out front. Ricks, and now we've got a travel against Morehead State. And Zach Iemi comes in for MSU. He'll trade places with Riley Minix, who goes to the bench. Drew Thelwell out, so the Morehead State lineup: Morton, Lathan, Iemi, Ricks, and Thomas. Tennessee State with a 9-8 lead has the basketball. Jatobo returns for the Tigers. Far side backcourt at the hash. Jones on the inbound to Williams. Drops it in on the bounce. And he'll skip it right back to Jones. Jones down central across the line on Morton. He'll run to the right hash. Flips it back out front to Jatoba. He'll move in. Left elbow back behind him, coming for it. Is Fitzgerald, who's just come in. Bellinger down the left sideline to Williams. Left block. Off it goes to Jatoba to the near side. Three ball put up and missed by Fitzgerald. Jatoba between two Eagles gets the rebound. Got it back out to Bellinger. He'll drive the lane to the hole. Blocked by Ricks. Jatoba has it back. Lays it up. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Tries the put back. Fouled as he goes up for another try.
I think Ricks actually blocked the first two Jatoba attempts and then gets whistled for the foul on the third.
So the fourth Morehead State foul, the first on Ricks, will send Jatoba line left for two. Jatoba, a lot of big guys don't shoot free throws well, but he's not one of them. He's 84% from the line. 2 points on a field goal, two tries here, line left. First one up, clank off the back of the rim, no. Jatoba, 34 of 43 from the line on the season.
Big guy played 83 games at Florida, so you know he's got some ability.
And he is a big guy. He looks like an NFL tight end.
Averaging 3.4 blocks in OVC play.
Missed the next free throw as well. Morehead State, the rebound, Lathan. 9-8, Eagles trail as they head down the floor. Man-to-man, the Tigers. Left wing, Ricks. Ricks, cross-court, right side. Lathan back out straight away. Thomas, he'll move in free throw line, right side to Lathan. Back to the right corner, Thomas. Thomas on Fitzgerald, 10 to shoot. Thomas, crossover dribble, right angle drive to the right corner. And as he tried to get that pass off, he was fouled, and that foul will go on Marcus Fitzgerald, who, quite frankly, bailed him out, Tom.
Absolutely. Could have been a travel had it not been for the foul.
Second foul on TSU, Marcus Fitzgerald with his first, 6'2 junior from Nashville. New 20 on the shot clock, Ricks baseline right inbound. Out front he goes to Lathan, who jumps and catches over Williams. High right. He'll work the dribble, now take it left to the lane, to the block, to the baseline. Spins to his right, fades, fires from 12, miss it. Floor rebound, baseline left, pulled away by Jones for Tennessee State. Cut off by Lathan at the right wing. He'll turn left, take a long three, bang it off the rim, no. Rebound tap, Morton to Thomas, and Morehead State has it. Midcourt left sideline to Lathan, who slows it down outside the far hash.
Eagles with six rebounds in this game, five of them by guards.
And now a foul out front on Williams, who reached in trying to steal on Lathan. Third foul on TSU, first on Justin Williams. Andrew Thelwell back in for Morehead State. And stepping off the floor will be Khalil Thomas. A new 20 on the shot clock for MSU. Lathan, right hash inbound for Morehead State with Williams in his face. Back out toward the line, right at the logo, Thelwell. Thelwell to the near side, Morton comes around for it. Right block, Ricks. Cross court, left side, open in the corner. Catch and shoot three, Thelwell, air ball. Ball knocked away right to Ricks, who lays it up with a left hand and in. Good job by Eddie.
The first offensive rebound of this game for Morehead State and their first second chance points.
10-9, Morehead State by one. First points for Ricks. Jones, high right, trying to work in there. Turns to his right. Bounce right of the lane, Jatoba on Iemi. Now double team. Skips it to the near side to Fitzgerald on Morton, who reached in, almost stole it. Now Fitzgerald driving in, got tied up, And they're going to call a foul on the floor. I thought he traveled before that, but they're going to call another foul, and this is a big one. It's on Eddie Ricks, his second. Morehead State's fifth, and a media timeout. 11:55 to go in the first half here in Nashville at the Gentry Center. Morehead State leads Tennessee State 10-9. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis on the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Morehead State leads by the slimmest of margins here at Tennessee State 10-9 with 11:55 to go in the first half. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Tom Lewis. Tom, we were talking during the break about Tennessee State's defense. They're really extending that man-to-man out on the floor and giving Morehead State fits in terms of finding the shots it wants.
Yeah, that's one of those kind of intangible sorts of things where you miss Deontay Miles. You're giving up a little bit down low with your low post offense. Miles doesn't score a lot of points. He only averages 6 a game, but you know he has the ability to score, and so the defense has to respect that. Right now, Zach Iemi, really the only low post presence, averaging 2 points a game. You've got Minix as well, but it's primarily Iemi down low, so they can afford to cheat a little bit more out on the perimeter, give up a little more space on the inside, and really take away the Morehead State perimeter game.
Morehead State has Minix, Iemi, Morton, Fellwell, and now Lathan on the floor. Ricks with his second personal sits down. Baseline left almost under the glass with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Inbounding, Kenyon Hodges for Tennessee State. Left corner, Williams. Back up the arc, baseline, back to Hodges to the goal, and he slams it over the top of Iemi. Tennessee State by 1, 11-10. Fellwell, left of the logo, offensive end on Williams. Again, they're extending the man-to-man. Fellwell, high left, far side, Minix. Minix on Dawson. Now he'll fade, shoot the three, bang it off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Iemi, knocked away out of his hands by Williams. Morehead State basketball, baseline right.
That's a rebound. Iemi's got to go up and absolutely just claim. A little too soft with the hands, bringing the ball down.
Inbounding, baseline right, Minix, 20 on the shot timer. Head of the key, Fellwell. Group plays it down on Williams, left of the lane. Angles to the paint. He'll snake his way through traffic and scoop it up and score, baseline right.
That was a sweet move. Just enough hesitation to blow by his defender and then soft touch off the glass.
First two for Drew Fellwell. Morehead State by 1. Out front, Jatoba bouncing to his right. Back behind him, coming up the sideline, Fitzgerald. Back to the right side, Williams, and Jatoba knocks down Zach Iemi. He'll be called for the foul, and that's the first on Jason Jatoba. Make that his second. I'm sorry. Yes,
yeah.
And the fourth on Tennessee State. Boy, Drew Fellwell has such a good stop-and-go move.
Yes, he
does. And
he
went through about 3 players to get to the goal on that last drive.
And it wasn't even that he was that fast. It was just the hesitation and then knowing which angle to take.
Emmanuel Dewana comes in for Jatoba, 6'10 graduate student from Miami, Florida, a transfer from Purdue, averaging a point and a half a game. Jordan Layton across the timeline works on Hodges. Down the right wing, dancing at the arc. Takes it to his left, 19 on the shot timer, and now we've got an illegal screen. They're going to call against Zach Iemi, and that's his second. So Ricks and Iemi each with two, Morehead State with six in terms of fouls.
That's the other issue with Miles possibly not being available. Iemi has been very foul-prone early in games all year.
Hodges out front, left arc, Williams. Left block extended, Dawson on Minix, plays it down, takes it to his right to the lane, turns and pumps from seven, in and out, no, Minix claims the rebound for Morehead State. A bounce on the head to Thelwell.
Minix challenged without putting himself in danger of drawing the personal, nicely done.
Morton back to the left hash, Thelwell, left block extended, skips it off Minix, he'll take it to the lane, double team, fakes once, twice, five-footer, rolls and goes.
And that time Jatobo with those two fouls had to lay off. He was coming over from the backside, but couldn't afford to pick up personal foul number three. That left the lane open for Minix.
Well, he's out. They've got Duana in there now. Dawson toward the left corner. Fitzgerald takes it, works off the screen, shoots up a three and misses it. Baseline right, Thelwell. The rebound, Morehead State. Drew, left of the logo, offensive end of the far hash. 22 on the shot timer. Turns right off the screen from Lathan. Back to Jordan, left side, catch and shoot three on the line drive. Yes!
I think that's the first triple tried by Lathan so far tonight where it was catch and shoot and not trying to create his own shot. Tennessee State wants a 30-second timeout.
17-11, Morehead State builds its lead to 6 with 9:40 left to play in the half as Penny Collins sees things unraveling for his Tigers and quickly takes a break to regroup his team.
Probably a very smart timeout. And Tennessee State now scoreless over the last 2 minutes, 8 seconds. They've missed five of their last field goal tries, so really trying to stem the tide and keep this in check.
I really like that three by Thelwell on the catch and shoot. In his last four games coming in, Jordan just 4 of 18 outside the arc. He's been bothered by a shoulder issue himself, but right there he looked very smooth on that release.
And one of the very few times the Eagles have worked their half-court offense to the point that they had a truly open look from the perimeter, and Lathan made it count.
Morehead State with Minix, Morton, Lathan, Thomas, and Thelwell on the floor as they go a little smaller, with Ricks and Iemi having to sit because of foul issues. Jones across the line, behind the back dribble, gets him to the right hash, leaves it there, Hodges, back out to the logo, Bellinger, he'll come down the near sideline and whip it out to Shanks. Inside the left hash, Bellinger toward the corner and Shanks. On Thomas, cut off before he can get to the baseline. He'll try to back him to the paint. Up top, Hodges. 12 to shoot, high left, Shanks. Catch and shoot three for him. Back of the iron, no. Right block rebound, Jordan Lathan slips and falls down. Got the ball to Minix anyway. Who returns it to Jordan Lathan at the far sideline. He'll come to the offensive end with his team up by 6. 17-11, 9 minutes to play in the half. Coming around for it, Morton, who leaves it out front. Straight away, Thomas to the right arc and Thelwell. He'll drive into a double team. Right corner, Morton to the hole. He'll scoop it up, miss everything but the top of the glass. Rebound, Tennessee State. Dawson has it, right corner. It goes to Hodges, to Dawson, to Shanks, to the left corner. Jones on the drive. The scoop layup off the glass and in.
Thelwell just a little bit of a bad angle defensively. Was honoring the strong side as far as the dribble hand a little bit too much and left that baseline wide open.
17-13 Morehead State. Jones, his first bucket. He averages about 10 a game. Out front, Thelwell leaves it for Thomas. A bounce, right hash up the sideline, Lathan. Lathan, high left, Thomas. He'll turn right, come top of the key, far side, Minix. He'll cut the angle on Shanks, try to back him to the lane. Double team, cross court, thrown in the lane, stolen away by Dawson. Here come the Tigers on the run. Clears it off near corner, Jones. He'll catch, fire a three and miss. Rebound tap, Minix to the near side of the lane, Thelwell. The Eagles push it the other way. Thelwell, far side, catch and shoot three for Thomas. High off the heel of the iron, no. Dawson, free throw line, rebound. Down the floor to the right sideline, and nobody as it goes out of bounds. He was looking for Hodges, that pass well behind him. And a turnover for TSU. And here comes Rickson for Morehead State with those two fouls. Also into the ballgame for Tennessee State, Riggs Abner, 6'6 redshirt sophomore from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Averaging a point and a half a game.
Dawson had gone airborne before he made that pass. We were watching the Kentucky-Florida game last night. noticed a few times players going into the air when they really didn't need to, and once you do that, you have nowhere to go.
Ricks controls, goes high left. Dominguez cross court. Ricks at the sideline, coming up for it. Thelwell. Thelwell one-on-one with Jones to the right side. Ricks. He'll back up, look. Bounce outside the right block. Minix has it on Shanks. They try to double him with Riggs Abner. Here comes Riley Minix to the hole. He scoops it up, and I don't know how that thing went in, but it did.
That was from the hip. It had absolutely no backspin. Basically pinned itself against the rim and glass and crawled over.
Now there's a pass inside to Kenyon Hodges. Baseline left on Morton. Tries to get to the lane, throws it to the corner to Abner, who walks with the basketball. The fourth TSU turnover takes us to our media timeout. 7:15 to go until halftime here in Nashville. It's Morehead State 19, Tennessee State 13. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morehead State on top at Tennessee State 19-13 with 7:15 to go until the half. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Let's go inside the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. MSU 8 of 17 from the field, over 47%. That compares to 5 of 14 for Tennessee State, 35.7%. The Eagles 2 of 7 from 3-point range. Tigers 1 of 6 at the line. MSU 1 of 2, Tennessee State 2 of 6. Rebounding, 12-9 Morehead. Turnovers, 3-3. I think I said Tennessee State had four. It's actually three. It's even there. Let's check the TSU lineup. They've got Shanks, Jones, Abner, Bellinger, and Hodges. Morehead State answering with Thelwell, Thomas, Ricks, Minix, and also Jordan Latham. From here, Morehead State will be at Tennessee Tech on Saturday. Thomas, far side backcourt on the inbound, 30 on the shot clock as he drops it into Drew Thelwell. Thelwell across the line on Jones, or man-to-man. Thelwell backs up into a double team, high left Minix. Far sideline, Lathan for it. Lathan looking, 17 to shoot. High left, Thomas around for it. Coming out for it, high right, Thelwell works the wing with a dribble, down low. Got it off to Minix, a layup and count it.
Beautifully executed. Always good to see a half-court set work that well out of a break.
11 points for Riley Minix to lead all scores. 6:42 to go in the half. Morehead State up 21-13. Abner at the left wing on Minix. Clears it back out to Shanks. Right hash out for it. Jones. Jones on Thelwell. Left to right out for it. Hodges and back behind him. He flips it off to Jones. Inside the lane, Shanks. Double team turns. One-hander from seven. It will spin and go down the drain. Good. Shanks with five.
A little bit of a size mismatch there. Thelwell 6'3", trying to guard the 6'6", Shanks.
21-15, Morehead at the left wing. Eddie Ricks, one bounce, clears it off to the right side. Thelwell works it, high left, now picks up his dribble, goes right block Minix, double-teamed high right Thelwell to Thomas. Left side, Latham, catch and shoot, three, switch!
Same spot he hit the other catch and shoot three from a few minutes ago.
8 points for Jordan Lathan. MSU up by 7. 5:50 to go in the half. Tennessee State offensive end, Abner, right sideline to Jones. Out to Shanks, left hash to Jones coming around. Bellinger out for it straight away. Back behind him, Jones on the drive right down the middle, scores it with a right hand on the run.
Jordan Lathan a little frustrated with himself. He was trying to come over to offer some backside help. Just wasn't quite quick enough. Almost got there in time to deflect that shot.
Morehead State, the offensive end. Ricks between the circles, controls. The bounce, picks it up. Left elbow off to Minix. Right to left behind him, Lathan. High right, Ricks. Top of the key, Lathan. 13 to shoot. Lathan, a bounce, far side, Thelwell. 10 to shoot. Left block, Minix. They double him. He clears it out high right to Ricks. He'll catch fire at three. Spins out of the cylinder, wouldn't go. Right block, rebound, Hodges for TSU.
That was the shot the Eagles wanted, just wouldn't go.
Shanks toward the left block, backs in high left, Hodges to his right, short feed, Bellinger. Back to the near wing, Hodges, 15 on the timer. Out it goes to Shanks on Minix, near side, Lathan guards Hodges. He'll drive the angle, scoop it up, miss it, may have been partially blocked. Minix slows it down after getting the rebound. Midcourt left sideline on the run, Lathan. He'll race to the left baseline, put up the runner off the glass and in from 7. Now it's 10 points for Jordan Lathan. And Morehead State up 26-17 with 4:29 to go in the half. I think we've got another TSU timeout.
No, it was actually Morehead State's Preston Spradlin who called it, which kind of an unusual time. The Eagles seem to have things well in hand and the momentum going their way, but there was something that Coach P saw that he didn't like.
May have been something in regards to a defensive adjustment that he wants to make. Tennessee State, with Morehead State playing a smaller lineup, trying to get to the inside as much as possible, it would appear. We mentioned earlier today the MSU women lost here at Tennessee State 71-58, both teams at Tennessee Tech on Saturday. This is a very talented Tennessee State men's team.
It is, Chuck. You know, you look at the balance and parity in the OVC this year. You and I have talked, and I think I surprised you a little bit. I said I honestly think, even with the likes of SIUE and Western Illinois, I think this Tennessee State team has the potential to be the most likely to challenge Morehead State at the top of the OVC standings during the regular season and then going into the tournament. Now, that doesn't mean they will, but I think in terms of the makeup of this team and what they're able to do, they present a lot of challenges as far as matching up against the Eagles.
Yeah, they're a tough out every time they go out there. Tennessee State coming in with a four-game winning streak tonight, 12-9 overall, as we mentioned, 5-3 in the OVC. Morehead State, 16-5, 7-1 in conference action.
Looks like they extended this to a full timeout. While we've got a second, Chuck, I just want to note, I was looking back through my Facebook memories today, and it was 10 years ago today that you were recognized on the court at Ellis Johnson Arena for 25 years as the voice of the Morehead State Eagles, and here we are 10 years later, so congratulations on 35 years
as
the voice of Morehead State Athletics.
The only thing I can promise you is that there won't be another 35 years. I think when someone asked me that same question back when it was 25 years, I think I said something very similar, but here I am 10 years later and glad to be here. 26-17, Morehead State. And I'll tell you what, the Eagles have really had to work hard offensively in this ball game. And again, we're looking at an MSU team playing without starting postman Deontay Miles, who is dealing with a shoulder situation. Word is he could be back against Tennessee Tech on Saturday, maybe, maybe not. They want to make sure that for the long term, rest of the season, that he'll be able to help as we point toward the OVC tournament.
And I think that's smart. It's a Tennessee Tech team that has had a tremendous number of injuries itself. They're undermanned, and this game actually is the one where Morehead State really could use Deontay's presence more than I think they'll need him against Tennessee Tech. You never want to overlook anybody, but just realistically looking at the situation, this matchup really, as far as a low post issue, is a bigger concern.
Right. Tennessee Tech is a team that is almost like a MASH unit. They've had so many injuries. I think they've got about five or six players out right now, and most of those will not play the rest of the season. 4:29 to go in the half.
The buzzer here at Gentry Center probably could use a break, maybe some time on the injured list.
Yes, before it moves up to play Jeopardy. Hodges on the move, right to left, to the top of the key, far side to Dawson. Dawson at the wing tries to move in on Minix, gets to the baseline, tries to spin around him to his right, puts up the three-footer, no, lip at the rim and a miss, and a rebound, Thomas, Morehead State.
Again, the Eagles doing a great job with the guards crashing to help on the glass.
Thomas has it out front, coming forward, Jerome Morton. Morton controls on Jones. Looks to his left, Thomas back to the hash, takes it, and goes to his right between the circles. Now a pass inside to Ricks, knocked away by Dawson, and Dawson with a foul. His first, and for TSU, that will be number five.
Letting a lot of things go, the officials are, but that reach around to try to swat the ball away, they are being very tight with the whistle.
Timer reset to 20 as Morton inbounds, baseline left, far side, catch and shoot three. Lathan, high off the rim, no, tapped out by Thomas, top of the key, controlled by Minix. Great job by Khalil. He'll work on Shanks. Morton left to right around to take the handoff behind him. Minix straight away. Riley. 10 to shoot. Driving left to the lane. Far corner Ricks. 5 to shoot. Eddie to the baseline. The runner from 10. Swish!
That was not a freshman move. That was smooth.
Eddie Ricks with 4 from nearby Clarksville, Tennessee. Sure he's got some folks in the crowd here today. 28-17, Morehead State leads. Jones, right corner Dawson, back along the wing to Jones. He'll come back out straight away to work the offense. Right side Dawson, open, sets his feet, fires a three and nails it. Dawson only with his third triple of the year in 14 tries. He's got 4 points. 28-20 MSU. Lathan left hash, leaves it there. Thomas skips it out front. Ricks back for it. Ricks on Dawson. Left elbow coming out. Minix. Minix back behind him. Lathan for it at the arc. 13 to shoot to Minix. Left angle drive. Got to the lane. And he got tangled up with Shanks. And I think we may have a foul on Shanks. We do. And for Shanks, his first, number 6 on the Tigers. Here comes Drew Thelwell after a good break back in for Morehead State. Eddie Ricks, who does a good job as always, heads to the bench.
Yep.
20 on the shot clock. Inbounding baseline left, Thomas for Morehead State. Far corner, Morton skips high left, Thelwell. Drew plays it down with the right hand, switch to the left, high left to Thomas, got it. He'll take it to the angle, up and under he goes on the reverse layup and missed it. Rebound off the hardwood, Williams. Near side, Dawson, offensive end for Tennessee State. Back to Williams at the wing. He'll drive on Lathan, baseline right, put up, blocked away by Lathan. Lathan, midcourt right sideline, Thelwell. Cut off by Shanks to the cutting, Minix, who scores the layup.
I have no idea how he saw Minix cutting from where he did.
13 now for Minix. Morehead State up by 10, 30-20. Jones at the right hash works on Morton. Morehead man-to-man. Up the sideline, Hodges out to Dawson. Left arc, Williams. Williams plays it back out to Shanks. Shanks whips it off back to Williams. Williams on the drive on Thelwell. Double team, triple team. Fades and fires from 7 and still gets it to go. His first bucket, he wanted to foul. 1:46 to go in the half, 30-22. Morehead State by 8.
Stoppage in play as the ball got away and was rolling over toward the far sideline.
And Thomas with the Morehead State inbound to go left to right, 94 feet as E.J. Bellinger quickly checks in for TSU as Hodges will leave. Thomas drops it into Thelwell, unguarded. Dropping inside the end to our right, inside the arc, the Tigers will defend. Right wing, Lathan, back out to Thelwell, left hash, Morton, returns it to Drew Thelwell. A bounce, right wing, Lathan. Looks like they may be in a zone right now. High left, Thelwell for 3, put it on the board!
Go into a zone, shoot over it, make them pay.
5 for Drew Thelwell.
Double-digit lead for the Eagles.
33-22, here's Shanks trying to get to the goal, right block. gets in there, and ball knocked away, whistle foul. They nailed Riley Minix for a second personal. And that means Minix, Ricks, and Iami each with two. Morehead State with seven as a team, and with 1:17 to go until halftime, into the bonus goes Tennessee State's Tigers.
Jatoba, the only Tiger with at least two fouls in the game.
And Michael Shanks is line left, where I believe he'll be shooting two because he was in the act. Shanks, 5 points in this game, all from the field, 78% on the season from the line, free throw up and a miss.
Tennessee State now 2 of 7 from the line, very uncharacteristic.
Shanks from Bentonville, Arkansas. Line left, second free throw.
Wow.
Left it short off the iron, no good. Late in the board for Morehead State. Missed them both.
Best free throw shooting team in the OVC. They're only 2 of 8 tonight.
Fell well down the left sideline offensive end. Got to the baseline, got to the goal. Bounce right baseline, Lathan. Near side, Morton. He'll try to angle in. Returns it high left to Thomas. Toward the left block, Minix got away from Shanks. To the goal for a stop! 15 from Minix. 35-22 Morehead State. 50 seconds to go in the half. Jones, double team right hash. Bounce down the far sideline, Dawson. Dawson steps left, picks up his dribble. Clears it down low, and it's stolen away by Morehead State. Drew Thelwell, fouled by Shanks. Second on Shanks. And that's the seventh on the Tigers, so Morehead State into the bonus with 39.3 seconds to go, and Drew Thelwell will be line right for 1+1.
Thelwell coming up with that steal. It's one of the amazing stats. We've talked about it a little bit in the past, but Drew Thelwell in his entire season has committed 14 personal fouls.
Amazing. For his career, he averages one foul per 49 minutes of play.
More games played than fouls committed. He has never fouled out of a game on the college level.
He needs four more wins to become the winningest player ever at Morehead State. Terrence Hill, the record of 88. Thelwell at 85 victories right now. All he knows is winning here at Morehead State. That's a good thing.
Yep.
Thelwell line right. Free throw up. Spins out. No. Shanks a rebound.
The other thing is he's a really, really good kid.
Yeah, he's about as good as it gets.
Yep.
Across the line, Jones at the Big Tiger logo. Right hash, Dawson. 29 seconds to go, about 8 less on the shot clock. Williams controls inside the near hash. Flips it back out toward the line, and Shanks. Right hash to Jones. Turns left on Thomas. Driving on Thomas. Has it knocked away. Morton with it. Check that. Lathan. 14 seconds to go. Morehead State, one more offensive chance. Thelwell just inside the line on Jones. 8 seconds, now 7 seconds. Thelwell, left wing, turns right. Far side, Thomas, 2 seconds to go. From the corner, a three ball put up and blocked by Dawson. That's how the half will end. We're done with 20 minutes of play in Nashville at the Gentry Center. Your score at the break, Morehead State 35, Tennessee State 22. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Tom Lewis, coming back with our halftime report in just a moment on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University.
all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Tennessee State, where Morehead State leads by a score of 35-22. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. And Tom, during the break, we're talking about perhaps the biggest factor in this first 20 minutes of action. The Morehead State defense has been outstanding.
Absolutely has. It's not necessarily reflected in the field goal percentage for TSU. They're shooting a respectable 43%, but if you look at some of the other numbers, we were a little concerned with Deontay Miles possibly not being available tonight, what kind of impact that would have on the rebounding numbers. And so far tonight, Tennessee State with only two offensive rebounds, zero second chance points. So for the most part, Morehead State has limited Tennessee State to one shot and done. And if they don't make it, and it's Morehead State basketball, and that's been a huge key, limiting those opportunities for the Tigers.
Morehead State came in as the top rebounding team in the OVC with a rebound margin of plus 11.1. The Tigers, who out-rebounded MSU in the first matchup at Johnson Arena, eighth in the OVC in rebounding, their margin 0.4 in the negative sign. Let's go ahead and take a look at the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Tennessee State, three players lead the way with four. Dawson Shanks and Jalen Jones. 3 points for Kenyon Hodges and Justin Williams with two. And then Jason Jatoba also with two. Tennessee State, 9 of 21 from the field, 42.9%. 2 of 7 outside the arc, 2 of 8, surprisingly, from the free throw line. Again, they came in as the top-rated free throw shooting team in all of the Ohio Valley Conference at 75.7%. In terms of rebounds, Morehead State leads tonight in that category, 17-12. The Eagles by 5 right there. As for turnovers, Tennessee State with 6. And that goes along with 1 steal in the game and 6 assists. For Morehead State, 2 players already in double figures in terms of numbers and scoring. Riley Minix with 15, Jordan Lathan with 10, Drew Thelwell with 5 points, 4 points for Eddie Ricks. Zach Iami with 1 point. Morehead 15 of 21 from the field, not quite 54%, 4 of 11 outside the arc, 1 of 3 at the line, again winning the rebounding battle 17-12. Morehead State with 7 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and just 3 turnovers in the first 20 minutes. Your score at the half at the Gentry Center in Nashville, Morehead State 35, Tennessee State 22. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA bonus pork loin chops are just $1.99 a pound. Dole salad blends are only $3. Four banquet pot pies are just $5. And the large 24-ounce container of Our Family cottage cheese is only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Megan Boone, Director of the Center for Career Development and Experiential Education and Co-Director of Level Up. Megan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Samantha.
So can you tell anyone who's not familiar, what is Level Up at MSU?
Level Up Experience Your Future is a student success-focused initiative. It began in fall of 2021, so we're in our third year, and its goal really is to ensure that our graduates have experience in real-life career skills and that they develop some job attainment skills. So it's a twofold initiative. It occurs within major courses, so within a student's field of study. They develop one of five career skills to a professional level of mastery. And so those five career skills are skills that are in demand by employers and graduate programs.
Okay, and so how have faculty worked these into some of their curriculum? Can you give us examples?
Sure. It's a little bit different. So the courses have to be structured such that there is a hands-on experience as part of that. So that's either at abroad, a service learning project, an internship, or some form of undergraduate research. So for example, we have a faculty teaching a creative dramatics class, and they're using service learning as their hands-on experience to develop professionalism. And those students are getting the opportunity to not only build a theater education related lesson plan, but then they did a workshop for elementary age, middle school age children in the local community and actually got to implement that lesson plan and try it out. So that would be one example.
And so when students graduate, having gone through one of these courses, how does the Level Up translate to what they walk away with?
Yeah, so the Level Up courses, the career skill is one component of it, and that's the component where they're developing the career skill. The second component is learning how to articulate or prove that they're developing the career skill. So they're also taught what's called the STAR method. It stands for situation, task, action, result. And it's a very structured way of proving that they've developed that skill. And so it comes from the human resources industry. So at the end, if the student reaches mastery in the career skill, plus they are able to prove that, then they earn this distinction. And I say all that to say that only about 30% of the students who are in a Level Up course actually earn that distinction. A distinction is the highest honor the university really bestows on students. So that distinction is going to show on their transcript. We really view Level Up as a resume builder for our students and a differentiating factor for our students, right? They're learning the theoretical concepts in their major, but this takes it a step farther and ensures that they have some hands-on experience within their major to point to. And then they can also talk about it.
And are employers giving feedback about these students?
Yes. So our employers, we are hearing very, very positive things from employers about our students' abilities to interview well. And then once they start the job, to really understand what it means to be a part of a team or to be a good oral communicator and all of the career skills that they're developing.
Sounds good. Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Megan Boone. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Moorhead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to the Gentry Center in Nashville, where Morehead State leads at the half over Tennessee State 35-22. Quickly, we'll give you some other scores. The Morehead State women lost here at TSU earlier today, 71-58. Back to the men's scoreboard. Early in the game, Little Rock leads at SIU Edwardsville 16-12. Late in the first half, Lindenwood at home trailing Western Illinois 44-33. And with about 6 minutes to go in the first half, UT Martin by a point at Eastern Illinois 24-23. Southern Indiana at Tennessee Tech has been delayed. Once again, it's 35-22, Morehead State at Tennessee State leads. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Second half about to start in Nashville. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
35-22, Morehead State leads at Tennessee State. Second half starts with the Eagles sending out Thomas Thelwell. Minix, Iami, and also need one more. Unless Tennessee State's on the power play. But here comes Jordan Lathan.
And it's let's a see. Tiger power play.
Tiger sending out Shanks, Williams, Dawson, Jatoba, and Hodges. So the two starting fives back out there. TSU with the ball. Shanks midcourt, far side inbounds to Williams. Works between the circles on Thelwell. Morehead man to man. Right arc, Hodges. Right elbow, Shanks. Shanks on Thomas. High left to Dawson. Dawson starts in, driving on Minix to the right block. Looks for the shot. Fades, fires off the glass and in. What a tough shot right there.
Yep. Had to earn it.
35-24 now Morehead State down the floor for its first offensive trip. Iami out front, left to right, coming out top. Thomas for the basketball, near wing. Lathan open, off the screen for three. Got it!
That has been his spot on the floor all night. When he's been able to get his feet set on that left wing, he has been deadly.
Nice answer. Tennessee State opens with the score. Morehead State says, we'll do you one better. We'll hit a three, and now it's 38-24 in favor of the good guys. Williams across the line, left to right, works between the circles on Thelwell. Bounce left elbow, Dawson. Dawson on Minix, wants to put it down, does so, drives the right arc around to the near side. Picks up the dribble, now coming left. Fades and fires left of the lane from 13 and hits it. That was a pretty shot.
Yep, same sort of thing. Get it into the lane, a little fadeaway. Tennessee State's women used that mid-range game effectively in the early game today.
Iami hands it high left. Thomas, he'll have a screen to shoot the three, and he'll bang that one home. His first points.
His, yep, I was going to say first triple, but first points, that would follow.
Dawson drives the lane, puts up a short shot on the run, late whistle, and a foul on Morehead State. This belongs to Iami, and that's Zach's third. And it comes with 18:31 to go in the ballgame. 41-26, Morehead State by 15.
Miami picked up those two personals in the first half. Morehead State had to go to that small lineup with Minix essentially playing what amounts to the post. It worked well, but you hate to see him get three this early.
Dawson line right for two. First one up off the iron, off the glass, and in. Denham Dawson is now with 9 points in the ball game. Second one on the way gives him 10 as he bags it.
One of four players on this TSU roster that transferred from Power 5 schools.
41-28, Morehead State. Here come the Eagles down the floor, right to left. Lathan, dogged as he comes out at the backside by Williams. Toward the right hash, back to the line, left to right. Thelwell to the logo for it. Thelwell at the right arc, dribbling. Back out Iami, left to right out top. Thomas, he'll have another screen, shoot the three. Back of the rim, no. Rebound inside the lane. Jatoba for TSU to Williams. Williams comes head of the key, working off the Jatoba pick to the right block, to his left. Double team, fades and fires off the angle. Air ball. Jatoba got a piece of it. It goes out of bounds to Morehead State, baseline left. Not a good shot. Good defense.
Yep, which we've seen plenty of so far tonight by the Eagles.
2-2-1 zone pressure by TSU as Thelwell has it. Backside on Williams. Comes down the middle on. He'll drive the lane. Dump baseline right. Iami lays it up and missed it. Rebound. Minix, a bounce in the lamp. Partially blocked by Dawson, who took the basketball away. Just go right back up with it, Riley.
Yep.
Dawson, right wing. Steps left. Shoots a three. In and out. No. Lathan clears off the board for Morehead State. And hands it off to Thelwell.
Dawson trying to take matters into his own hands, but he's missing more than he's making right now.
Thelwell and Williams push, no call, as now Lathan controls straight away. Near side, Thelwell toward the corner, high left, Thomas. Back to the corner and Thelwell. He'll bring it back along the arc to the hash now. Thelwell looks, seven to shoot, inside to Iami. Zach with a layup. It goes in. Did he foul, though? No, he was fouled.
He was fouled.
So he'll get the hoop, and he'll also get the foul and chance at the free throw line. That foul goes on Justin Williams, his first of the half on the Tigers. So now Zach Iami with 3 points in the ball game as Bellinger and Jalen Jones come in for TSU.
Thelwell, beautiful entry pass. That's assist number 6 on the night for him. He not only leads the OVC in assists with 130, but coming into this game, he had 49 more assists than the next closest guy in the league.
Line left, Iami. One of two at the stripe tonight. Make him one of three as he missed it. Offensive rebound, Minix. High right, Lathan. Catch and shoot three. Rims off, no. Offensive board, Iami. Wraps it around, scores on the layup.
And give the big guy credit. Jatoba was right there, and Iami had the presence of mind to go to the reverse side of the rim to guard against the blocked shot.
Jones drives left angle. Inside the lane, Jatoba, reach around foul. That's got to be Iami with the left hand.
And that's four on him.
Yep, and he'll have to come out. Morehead State leads 45-28. And we have a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well with 16:45 remaining in this game in Nashville at the Gentry Center. It's Morehead State 45, Tennessee State 28. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State up 45-28, biggest lead of the ballgame for MSU, 17 markers, 16:45 to go in the first half. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis, your shooting numbers. Morehead State still scoring it well at 54.5% from the field, 6 of 14 for three-point land, 1 of 4 at the line. As for TSU, 11 of 25 from the field, 2 of 8 from three-point land, 4 of 10 at the line, rebounding to Morehead State. 20-14 turnovers, 6-3 TSU.
Morehead State continuing to do the things it really needs to do to control this basketball game, and it's really begun on the defensive end. This has been an Eagle team that this year has stepped it up offensively with their scoring, but defense has always been the pride and bread and butter of Preston Spradlin coach team, and the Eagles tonight continuing to show that ability.
Ricks is in with Iemi heading to the bench with his fourth foul with a whole bunch of time left, 16:45 to play. Baseline right, inbounding Jones. 20 on the shot timer as they reset. Ricks will be in the face of Jones, waving his arms, bounce right corner. Fitzgerald back to the corner, and Jones driving the baseline room. Ricks got around him toward the left corner. Bellinger back along the side to Jones, inside to Jatoba, who jams it down with two hands. You see that coming.
Yep.
45-30. Morehead State by 15. Thelwell out front to Ricks. Eddie just inside the logo. Bounces in a couple of times. High left to Minix. Back behind him, Lathan. Lathan on the drive to the hole. Puts it up. Blocked away by Jatoba. Picked away now by Fitzgerald. Ahead to Shanks. Baseline left with a layup and a miss and a rebound. Off the hardwood inside the lane. Thelwell. He'll race across the timeline right to left. Turn left and slow it down smartly. With his team up by 15. No sense rushing. 16 minutes to go. 20 on the shot clock. Thelwell off the screen from Minix, returns to Riley, high right. Minix back out to Thelwell, man-to-man TSU. Thelwell high right on the switch, Fitzgerald. And now here's Thelwell, the runner off the right angle from 7, missed it. Rebound Fitzgerald down the floor, Bellinger with a stuff. He's got 5. 13-point Morehead State lead.
Those were the first fast break points of the night for the Tigers.
Thelwell inside the line, takes it left arc. To his right, drives the lane, far side Thomas, angles in, back out to Thelwell, Thelwell straight away to the cutting Minix, knocked away by Shanks, picked off inside the lane by Jacoba, and now down the floor to Shanks to Bellinger, Bellinger, head of the key, sets his feet, shoots a three, rims off, no, rebound Minix, MSU, he had a really good look too.
He sure did. Ricks had backed off just a little too far defensively, but it did not end up biting the Eagles.
Thelwell on the drive to the left block. Cut off by Jones. Skips it left side. Layton, he'll circle out front, take it left of the lane to the baseline, fade and fire from 10. Got it. 15 for Jordan Layton.
That's a shot. J2's had a hard time getting to fall of late. Good time to see it fall.
Moorhead by 15 with 14:36 to play. Inside the line, Jones on Thelwell. Left hash coming back, Bellinger on Thomas. And now we've got a foul way away from the ball. And it's against Moorhead State. And this belongs to Riley Minix, his third. And Preston Spradlin is saying, what's going on?
Looked like Shanks was kind of bumping and grinding a little bit with Minix down low. And Minix was the one who got spotted by the officials.
Shanks is out. Dawson's back in. New 20 on the shot timer for TSU. Baseline left inbound. Jalen Jones with 14:28 to go. Left corner, Jatoba bangs it on Minix. Takes it to the lane, a wraparound layup. Off the glass, off the rim, and good.
As strong as Riley Minix is, he's not 300 pounds strong like Jatoba.
Who has 6 points now. 47-34, Moorhead State. Latham left of the lane. Too much hand checking by Fitzgerald, and he'll pick up his second personal and the second of the half on TSU. Moorhead State will see a new shot clock at 20 and a left sideline offensive end inbound. Jerome Morton will play it in with Jones guarding him. Out it goes outside the left hash to Latham. Latham on Fitzgerald, turns left off the screen by Ricks, back to Eddie up top. Eddie takes it down the lane, scoops, misses, tapped in though by Minix, who's got 17 markers.
Minix got inside his defender. Good position on the backside and right there to tap in the miss.
15-point Moorhead State lead. Bellinger at the left sideline near the hash on Thomas. Left block extended. Jatoba double-teamed by Thomas and Minix. Back along the sideline, Dawson. Cross-court right side. Open in the corner. That's Jones stepping left. Three ball put up. Air ball out of bounds. It goes to Moorhead State. Boy, he had a wide open look and fired up an air ball.
Actually, a foul being called, I believe, on Jatoba.
Yeah, he was pushing on the rebound. So Jatoba with his third personal, the third on the Tigers, and that sends us to our next media timeout. 13:33 remains in this ball game in Nashville. Moorhead State 49, Tennessee State 34. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Well, Moorhead State with a 15-point lead at 49-34 with 13:33 left to go. Eagles still shooting it pretty well, 52.5% from the floor. 6-for-15 from three-point land as Charlie Brown's teacher continues to blare on. 1-of-4 at the free throw line. Eagles winning the rebounding battle 25-16. Turnovers 6-4. Tennessee State, the Tigers from the field, are at 45.2%. 2-of-9 outside the arc, 4-of-10 from the line. And those are our numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
A few observations on those. Again, Tennessee State shooting at a respectable level. 45% is not all that bad. but they're not getting second chances. They have yet to score a second chance point in this game, have been limited to only two offensive rebounds by the Eagles, despite the presence of Jason Jatoba without Morehead State's Deontay Miles on the floor. The other thing, fast break points. Tennessee State, who likes transition basketball, two fast break points all night.
Well, Morehead State in second chance points lead in that category 10-0. As you mentioned, the Tigers have yet to score on a second opportunity. Morehead State's done a good job defensively and on the defensive glass, limiting the Tigers basically to one and done. Tigers sending out Jatoba along with Fitzgerald, Jones, Dawson, and Bellinger. Morehead State, Thelwell, Minix, Ricks, Morton, and Latham.
And it's interesting that Jatoba with those three fouls is still out there.
Yeah. They must feel like it's critical for him to be out there in terms of trying to make a comeback.
Got a clock issue, the goal down to our right. Looks like they finally got it squared. Nope, went back out. Having an issue with the little square box above the backboard that has both the shot clock and game clock numbers on it.
I'm not sure what that is. It looks like an Egyptian hieroglyphic, and now it's gone completely dark.
Yep.
Now they've got it reset to 13:33 to go in the ballgame.
See if it'll hold.
And 30 on the shot clock, and they're telling the two teams to go to the bench while they make sure that that shot clock will continue to operate.
Looks sorted out now, but Blake Harris, our lead official, going over to the scorers. Well, actually not to the scorers table, but the far side to confer with Jason Deering, one of the other officials, and decide how to handle this. Blake Harris back over now to the scorers table.
They're discussing some sort of electrical engineering issue.
Apparently. Well above my pay grade.
Well, now the two teams will get back out there and play some more ball. Situation to watch. Morehead State has Iami with four fouls, Minix with three. And with Miles sitting out tonight, those situations loom large. Ricks will inbound, baseline to the right to go the distance. Thelwell is hip-to-hip right now with Jalen Jones. Thelwell pushes off, now takes the inbound feed from Ricks. Comes all the way up from about 85 feet across the line. Thelwell pushes off on Jones. Skips it high right to Minix, guarded by Dawson. Minix down the right wing. Looks for a cutter. No one's home. Back out to the hash, and Latham, 11 to shoot. Latham at the right side. Picks up the dribble. Out to Minix straight away. 7 to shoot. Riley on the drive. Left to the lane. Tries to put up a runner. Blocked out of his hands from behind by Bellinger at midcourt. He has to jump over Thelwell, who fell down. He goes down at the other end and lays it home.
Very athletic play there by Bellinger.
Thelwell had fallen down, lost his footing at midcourt. Bellinger just jumped right over him.
Dribbling the ball and doing hurdles at the same time.
49-36 MSU. Left elbow, Minix controls. One time down, near side, Thelwell. He'll circle out front on Jones, near side, Ricks. Open, he'll shoot the three. In and out, no. Rebound baseline right. Bellinger taps it off the floor to himself. Midcourt, left sideline, Jones. Jones will slow it down as he takes it to his right, back to the emblem on Thelwell. MSU man-to-man, Jones, left angle. Spins to his right. Toward the near side, Dawson. Minix daring him to shoot. Instead, he'll go back out to Jones. Whips it off left hash. Fitzgerald, left corner, Bellinger. 9 to shoot. Bellinger at the wing. Fades and fires from 23. Scoops out. No. Latham high in the air for the two-hand rebound for Morehead State. He'll dribble it up the right sideline. Offensive end. Right corner, Morton. Back outside the right hash. Fires it back to Latham. Latham on Jones. 17 to shoot. Wide left, Ricks. Eddie plays it down with the left hand on Jatoba. Looking for Minix, bounces it. Left block extended. Minix tied up, 7 to shoot, 6 to shoot. Riley somehow clears it out to Latham. 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot. He'll move in, 1 to shoot. The runner off the glass, off the rim. No whistle, foul. He'll be bailed out by a foul from Marcus Fitzgerald and will get two free throws. And the crowd doesn't like it, but it was the right call. Third foul on Fitzgerald. Number 4 on the Tigers.
I think head coach Penny Collins of Tennessee State
He thought the
Barry
shot clock
heads up.
Ran out.
Yeah, he's talking to the officials saying the shot clock expired before the foul occurred. So they're going to look at the video monitor and see how that sequence of events did actually unfold.
Awfully close.
Yeah.
Lathan hit the top of the arc with about two on the shot clock. Another step in and then tried to hit the runner with about a second to go on the shot clock. Very close.
And did he have to go to the left hand to release that basketball, Chuck? I didn't get a great look.
It was with the right hand.
Off. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, he did get it off in a hurry, but did he get it off in time is the question now. And I think if they call us on Fitzgerald, that's a tough foul on Marcus Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
You never want a foul with the shot clock running out like that with a player taking basically kind of a desperation
shot. Exactly. Yep.
Well, we've had a number of stoppages in play here in this second half. You hate that in a way because it breaks up the flow of the ball game.
But I will say this may be one moment in this game where Tennessee State seemed to be trying to claim a little bit of momentum, maybe for the first time in a while. Morehead State currently in a 2-minute, 19-second scoring drought, and Eagles have only made one of their last field goal tries.
Jason Deering and Blake Harris talking over.
They've decided it will be a foul and two free throws.
You know, we had a good angle looking at the clock from right here at the side, and it looked to me like Jordan just barely got that shot off in time, and apparently the replay agrees with us.
But it was close enough that it was definitely worth it.
And I appreciate the fact that they did look because they wanted to make sure to get the call right.
And credit to Coach Benny Collins. He didn't get upset. He wasn't yelling at the official. He just said the shot clock expired. Check it.
Lathan has had a heck of a ball game. 15 points. This will be his first trip to the line. He'll stand line left for two at 76.6% from the stripe on the year. Right hand push on the first one. Back of the iron and no good. A little too strong for Jordan Lathan. Free throws tonight have not been shot well by either team.
No, they have not.
Lathan with the second one, looks up, pops it, and hits it.
Only the second made free throw of the night by Morehead State.
And here comes Khalil Thomas for Jordan Lathan. Lathan right now at his season average, 16 points. Came in number 7 in the OVC in scoring.
Khalil Thomas, who comes back on, only 3 points tonight. He had Coach Preston Spradlin in his ear a little bit at the end of the first half, wanting some more effort.
Tigers, offensive end, Dawson right wing, steps into the arc, open but won't shoot. Right corner Fitzgerald, one step left, back to Bellinger, right corner Dawson, open again, two-hand, three-pointer, no. Baseline left, the rebound. Fellwell, Morehead State, they kind of slung that ball up there. Didn't
Dawson
really shoot it.
An unusual release. He actually holds the ball to the right side of his head as he's releasing it.
Fellwell, 18 to shoot, controls. Wide left, Minix fakes, angles in. Near side, Thomas. Thomas back to Minix, left of the lane on the hop. 10 to shoot. He'll come baseline. Look, 9 to shoot. Out to Fellwell, over his head and into the Morehead State backcourt and out of bounds. So Morehead State will turn it over for the fourth time tonight. Shanks back in for TSU. Media timeout. Both teams get a chance to take a break and talk things over. 10:51 to play in Nashville. Morehead State 50, Tennessee State 36. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
10:51 to go in Nashville. Moorhead State with a 50-36 lead over Tennessee State. Now we present by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. When you look at the scores in this ball game, Riley Minix leads the way for both teams with 17 points. Next up, Jordan Lathan with 16. The Tigers led tonight by Denham Dawson. He has 10. And when you look at shooting, Moorhead State 50%, TSU 44%, rebounding 27-18 Moorhead State, holding the Tigers to just 2 offensive rebounds, turnovers 6-5 TSU. Not a lot of mistakes in that category.
No. We talked about the Moorhead State defense playing well, and got to give credit to TSU as well. Halftime adjustment, they have really locked down Riley Minix here in the second half. He had 15 points at halftime, only 2 since, and not getting very many, if any, good looks here in the second half. They've got him matched up primarily against Dawson, and then they're relying a lot on some weak side help and some double teams, but it's working quite well, keeping him in check so far since halftime.
Tigers sending out Shanks, Hodges, Bellinger, Jones, and looks like Fitzgerald. Moorhead State has yet to put its 5 players on the floor, and now here they come. Minix, Ricks, Thelwell, Mort, and Thomas. TSU has it. Left hash offensive end inbound. E.J. Bellinger, Belmont transfer, will put it in, and he gets it in toward the line, and the logo in Jones. He'll drive the right arc, leave it there for Fitzgerald. Cross court, high left. Jones, far sideline. Bellinger to the cutting Shanks, left of the lane. Scoops it up. Off the glass, spins out. No Minix aboard Moorhead State. Boy, he got there, but he couldn't finish. Thelwell just inside the line on Fitzgerald. He'll angle in. Get it to the cutting Minix, who's fouled on the dunk try. He'll get 2 free throws, and I think this was Shanks who got him. Indeed, it was, and for Michael Shanks, foul number 3, and for the Tigers, number 5 as a group.
Minix going to the line for the first time tonight.
Boy, Penny Collins didn't like the call. He thought that Shanks got a clean block. Minix, line left, free throw up and in.
I think he may have also thought that Minix fouled Shanks on the other end.
Morton replaced by Lathan. Riley Minix, the top free throw shooter in the OVC at 88.3% with a second try, line left. Squats down, right hand push, nothing but net. Minix, 19 points.
That puts him basically at a season average.
52-36 Moorhead State, Tigers offensive end. High right, Fitzgerald down the near wing, Bellinger on Ricks. Back out straight away, Shanks. Shanks down the left arc, hands it to Fitzgerald, coming around free throw line to his right. Ball knocked away by Thelwell, picked up by Thomas. Back to Drew, down the floor to Minix, over his head, out of bounds at the baseline. Boy, he was breaking toward the goal. The pass just a little bit too high.
Drew grabbing that beautiful coif of hair on top of his head in frustration, knowing he let one get away right there.
Yeah, that was an easy assist for the OVC's best assist man.
Yep.
52-36, Moorhead State retreats inside the half-court line to defend as Tennessee State will come left to right 94 feet with Jones to inbound to Shanks. He gives it right back to Jones. 10 minutes to play. Jones, left of the logo, front side on Lathan, to his left between the circles, Shanks. Right to left back behind him, Jones with a handoff. Right side, Bellinger, catch and shoot 3. Side of the rim, top of the rim. The other side of the rim, and falls off, no good. Lathan the rebound, Moorhead State. That thing hung on the rim forever. Thelwell at the logo, offensive end. Looks left off the horn screen. Takes it toward the left block, cut off. Clears it back out to Lathan. Tipped it, stolen. Two on one. Hodges ahead to Jones to the goal with a scoop and score, and he's fouled. Let him go at that point. That foul is on Lathan, his second. So Jones now with 6 points and a possible three-point play here.
Thelwell now uncharacteristically with three turnovers in this game, having a little chat and some encouraging words from Coach Preston Spradlin.
Fourth Morehead State team foul. Jatoba in for Shanks as Jones stands line right. Now here comes Zach Iemi in for MSU, and he'll give Eddie Ricks a breather. And remember, Iemi will be out there with four fouls with 9:28 to play. Jones at the line, 69% for the season. Free throw up and in. He's got seven in terms of points for the ball game. 52-39 Morehead State.
See how aggressive Iemi is on the defensive end with those four fouls.
Fell well between the circles. Iemi left to right, circling out. Thomas, right sideline. Thelwell, catch and shoot three. Thomas, near side, swish!
You can almost tell if a Khalil Thomas' shot is going to go through just by watching his feet before he even releases the ball. He had them so squared up on that shot, you just knew that shot would fall.
6-4 Khalil. Here's an inside feed to the lane to Jatoba, knocked off the leg of Iemi. Morehead State picks it off. Thelwell with it. 55-39, the Eagles in front. Thelwell inside the line at the emblem. Double screen out top, leaves it for Iemi out front. Left arc, Thomas. Thomas wants minutes, can't find him. Head of the key, coming out for it. Thelwell. Right hash, Lathan, 10 to shoot. Right wing, Minix, 6 to shoot. He'll play it down, gets around Jatoba. Near side, Thomas coming baseline, 2 to shoot. Puts up a 5-footer, blocked away out of bounds by Jatoba with 1 showing on the shot clock. So it'll essentially be inbound and shoot as fast as you can. Almost like a volleyball type shot.
See if the Eagles even recognize that.
Dawson back in for the Tigers.
Didn't see any sense of urgency from the bench, so we'll see what happens here.
Lathan inbounds. Iemi has it. He catches it at the right block, goes down when it tries to go back up, but the shot clock does run out.
Should have just taken it right up as he caught it and tried to put it through.
Yeah, that was his only chance to score. As Ricks will quickly come in for Minix. 8:25 to go, Morehead State by 16. Here come the Tigers as inbounding Williams to Jones. Morehead State will fall inside the half-court line to defend. Williams skips it, right arc to Hodges. Hodges, right corner, Williams. Right block, Jatoba on Iemi, double team, baseline hooks, air ball. Ricks has it for Morehead. Jatoba and Iemi went down, but no call.
Iemi did a fantastic job standing his ground, did not reach, and did everything he needed to do to avoid that fifth foul.
Fell well between the circles, works the dribble with 15 on the shot clock. Toward the right hand, skips out front, Ricks fakes, takes it left of the lane. Here he gets to the hole with a tomahawk slammer.
That was beautiful.
Boy, he had that lane to the basket. Man, he saw it and took it and put that one down and hard. And he's got 6 points, and we've got a timeout. 7:44 to go in the ball game at the Gentry Center in Nashville. Your score, Morehead State 57, Tennessee State 39. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Moorhead State 57, Tennessee State 39 at the Gentry Center, the cavernous Gentry Center here in Nashville. 7:44 to play. This place actually can hold 10,000 fans. They push the bleachers in at the top. It's shaped like a bathtub. The end zones are extremely deep here.
Yes.
And the acoustics, well, let's just say no major entertainer is going to want to play in this place anytime soon.
Well, you use the bathtub analogy for the floor. The acoustics are about like a bathroom shower. It's well, a lot of echo.
In that case, I should sing in this place because that's the only place I sound good.
It's actually, a bit of a rubberized surface up on that upper level that's essentially a track where they can run indoors here too.
Yeah, this was a multi-purpose facility.
Yep.
They used to have the rubberized floor here for basketball on the lower level until a number of years ago. It was a gray floor and it was kind of a dull look, and they brought in the hardwood floor, which makes it look so much better.
As loud as it is tonight, at least the Tennessee State band is not in here.
Tigers with it. Thomas, some token backcourt defense on the inbound, but Williams has it coming across the line where Khalil picks him up again. To his left up top, Jatoba right to left behind him. Williams on Thomas. 18-point Moorhead lead. Jatoba right at the lane. Double team there, now trying to back in on Thomas and Iami to Williams, driving the right angle. Off the screen from Jatoba, fires up an air ball 10-footer. Dawson trying to save it, can't do it. Out of bounds, it goes to MSU. Boy, he had a really good look there, too. And I mean, I think he was so wide open, he couldn't believe it.
I mean, he used the jab step, faked the drive, and then was able to back up, had plenty of space. Just a bad shot.
Full court pressure by the Tigers as inbounding Moorhead State. Morton has it as he's just come in to Ricks, back to Morton. Morton behind the back dribble across the line, jump feed left hash. Thomas out to the logo. Morton right to left behind him. Lathan for the basketball. Lathan works it high right. Straight away, Iami, near arc, Thomas. 13 to shoot, left block, Iami. Iami pounding his way in there on Jatoba to the lane, turns to his left, fakes, puts it up, partially blocked. Ball knocked away, out of bounds, last touch by Jordan Lathan. Jatoba is down on the floor and holding the side of his face as he's laying inside the lane. And he'll need some attention.
And this may prompt a video review. If there was potential contact to the head, and lead official Blake Harris is making his way over to the video monitor now.
Another slowdown in the action here in the second half and a stoppage in play. I think Penny Collins was lobbying for maybe a flagrant one there.
Yeah.
Minix will check in for Moorhead State during this little break in the action as they scan the replay monitor. And they'll go back and forth on that, slow it down, and make sure they get the right look at it. We'll see how things develop.
And a reminder, Moorhead State's men and women back in action on Saturday. This OVC road swing through the Volunteer State. Eagles will be in Cookeville to take on the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. MSU's women will tip off at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Pre-game here on the ESN at 1:45, and then the men will tip off about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the women's game. Scheduled for 4 o'clock, but more than likely it'll be a little later than that.
Yeah, they schedule them 2 hours apart, but we all know that the women's game will run just a little longer than that,
yeah.
So it'll probably be about closer to about 4:30, I think, before that men's game will start. Tom Lewis will start his pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon for the Tech MSU Women's Contest.
Take a quick look at the OVC men's scoreboard tonight during this little break. Southern Indiana leading Tennessee Tech 28-20, about 5:49 to play in the first half. They got started late. Little Rock up at halftime at SIUE 33-31. Western Illinois leading early, or well, close to midway through the second half at Lindenwood 59-45, and UT Martin defeating Eastern Illinois 47-43 with 14:20 to go.
Minix, Ricks, Lathan, Thomas, and Morton on the floor for MSU. No flagrant foul, by the way. Just a basketball situation where there was some contact. Jones across the line, back to Bellinger. Bellinger driving the right arc, hands it to the sideline, Fitzgerald. He'll wheel it back out to Shanks. Shanks hands it to Jones coming around, and now Shanks knocks down Morton. I think they got Morton for a foul. Oh, boy, how about that? Morton's first foul is Morehead State's fifth of the half. Left sideline inbound. Shot clock at 21 as Bellinger puts the ball in for the Tigers. Bellinger gets it in between the circles to Jones. Jones works on Ricks. Left to right, Bellinger out for it, flips it back to Jones. Jones down the far side. Out to Bellinger, back to Jones. Along the side to Shanks, but he threw it right into the breadbasket of Ricks. So Morehead State with a steal there. Jordan Lathan, right to left across the timeline. High right, holds, looks as he's picked up his dribble. Minix comes out to help him out and gives it right back to Jordan. To Ricks. Far sideline, Morton. 12 on the shot timer. Morton back to the line, and Thomas right of the logo. 8 to shoot. Thomas at the far side, slips and falls, rolls it back out to Morton. He'll drive the lane, 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot. Left-hand scoop and score! First two for Jerome Morton as he bails out Morehead State late in the shot clock. With 5:53 to play, MSU up 59-39. 20-point lead, biggest of the evening for Morehead. Dawson, near side, Fitzgerald, turning left. Lost the ball, stolen by Lathan. Possible two-on-one. Lathan left of the lane. Puts up a shot, blocked away by Bellinger. Knocked down on the play was Lathan, who will now get two free throws as E.J. Bellinger picks up his first personal. And team foul number 6 against the Tigers.
J2 went down pretty hard on his chest and belly. Good to see him hop right back up.
When he goes down, you always have to worry about that right shoulder of his.
He'll shoot the first of two while Coach Preston Spradlin talks to his four teammates here at the Eagle bench.
Lathan's first free throw is in and out, no good. Through Thelwell comes in for Morton. Good job by Jerome on that last offensive play for Morehead State. Lathan will get another free throw. He's got 16 points tonight. Last week went over 1,000 for his college career, which included UTEP along with Milwaukee. And now Morehead State. Next free throw up and in. 17 for Jordan Lathan, who retreats on defense. MSU up 60-39 with 5:36 to go. Tigers offensive end, and just as they start to run their offense, there's a foul away from the ball, as apparently Ricks was holding Jatoba, and Eddie Ricks with his third personal. Number 6 on MSU. Iami will come in. Ricks will go out. Baseline left, 26 to shoot. The inbounder for TSU, Justin Williams. Iami and Jatoba shoving right at the left block. A couple of big stags there. Now the ball toward the left corner. Jatoba out for it. He'll try to move in on Iami. Skips it out to the far wing. Williams. Williams straight away. Bellinger far side. Williams back to the block. And Jatoba and Iami just fouled out. And he reached around on the grab. And Zach Iami will end his ball game with 5 points, one rebound.
Coach Preston Spradlin having a chat with Blake Harris, the lead official. Didn't like that foul call. Felt like Iami was just trying to stand his ground defensively. Blake Harris said no, he was reaching around a little bit too much with both hands at the same time.
So Eddie Ricks, after about a 15-second break, runs right back out there. Eddie will be out there with three personals. Line right, Jatoba. 6 points, 0 of 2 at the line. Averages over 9 points a game. Free throw up and in as it rattles down.
Ricks has played 21 minutes tonight, and he's put in some valuable effort. largely on the defensive end.
60-40, Morehead State, 5.5 to play, a little less than that. Jatoba with the next one as he takes his time. Flips with the right hand, and that will go as well. 8 points for him as Dawson will check into the Tiger lineup. Out goes Shanks. Full court, TSU pressure as Morehead State will have Thomas as the inbounder, 94 feet away, baseline right. Skips it into Thelwell. They trap him in the corner. Far side to Lathan. Jump feet ahead to Thomas. He'll drive the lane. Far side, Rickson. Back out it goes to Lathan. Morehead State slows it down. Thelwell, wide left controls. He'll turn right, come back out to the emblem. Man-to-man, Tigers. Thelwell plays it down. Coming left, turning right. Coming between the circles. Back to Minix. Seven to shoot. He'll launch a three. Bottom of the glass, no. Floor rebound, Williams for TSU. 19-point Morehead lead, 4:54 to go. Ball down to Jatoba. Triple team, lays it up and missed it. Fight for the rebound. Morehead State got it. And it's Jordan Lathan with the basketball.
Biggest guy on the floor was worried too much about contact. Didn't take it up strong.
Lathan just inside the line. In the center of the floor. He'll drive right to the block, to the baseline, to the goal. Lays it up. It'll roll and go.
And Morehead State calls a 30-second timeout.
19 points from J2, Jordan Lathan. And it's 62-41, Morehead State with 4.5 to play in the ballgame in a good spot.
Really good spot. Jordan Lathan, 7 of 13 from the field tonight, 3 of 5 from deep. And you've got Riley Minix right there with 19 points as well. Riley had 15 at halftime. What I like about Riley's effort tonight, Chuck, is he hasn't really tried to force anything. Even that last three-pointer that was off the mark was an open look. Just didn't get a good release on that shot. But Riley hasn't tried to force anything. He hasn't tried to, you know, get his own at the expense of the team. He's played within the system and contributed in other ways.
He's 7 of 9 from the field, so you're right, he hasn't taken bad shots at all tonight. Morehead State by 21 big ones.
Lathan, those 19 points, and just needs one more rebound for another double-double.
62-41, Morehead State, 4:31 to play. Tennessee State to inbound, 94 feet away, going left to right.
It would be Lathan's fourth double-double if he's able to get one more carom.
Looking at Minix, he's got 7 rebounds, so he needs 3 more boards to get his 10th double-double of the season and the 68th of his college basketball career.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Also scored over 2,400 career points. That's amazing to me.
Just celebrated Khalil Thomas and Jordan Lathan each hitting the 1,000-point plateau, and Minix is like, anything you can do, I can do better.
I've already done there, been there, done that.
Twice.
And it's impressive to get to 1,000.
Oh, it is.
I want to say that right now, but to get over 2,400, boy, that's mighty impressive. Minix has been obviously a tremendous pickup. Transfer from Southeastern Florida, an NAIA school where he was an All-American. Tigers roll the ball in. It's going to go all the way to midcourt before it is finally picked up across the line by Williams. He'll drive the right arc, hands it off to Hodges. He'll turn left, come free throw line. Look over Lathan, right side coming out for Williams. Down low, Jatoba in traffic. He'll lay it up, partially blocked, and I think they're going to call a Morehead State foul. And they're going to call it on Eddie Ricks, his fourth. That looked like a pretty good block. Preston Spradlin thinks so too, but Jatoba will get a couple of free throws line right. Morehead State now with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 team fouls. So the Tigers in the bonus. Morehead State, I think, needs one more Tiger foul to get there. Jatoba's first free throw up and in.
We've talked about the great defensive effort by Morehead State tonight. Haven't talked about this in a little while, the absence of Christian Brown from the TSU lineup tonight. One of the guys we thought might step up, Kenyon Hodges, their third leading scorer. Eagles have limited him to 3 points tonight.
Next free throw up off the iron and in for Jatoba. He now has 10 points. Dawson comes in for Shanks. The Tigers will press down 62-43 with 4:21 left to play. Ricks will inbound. Eddie looking. Looking into Thomas, it comes left corner, double team back to Ricks at the baseline. Midcourt, Thelwell, right hash offensive end, Lathan. Clears it back out to Thelwell. Thelwell holds on his right hip on Dawson with 18 to shoot. Drew looking over Dawson, 13 to shoot. Turns left off the screen from Minix, gives it to Riley, high right. He'll fake, drive in, got to the lane, takes it to the hole, scoop, miss, whistle foul. That one belongs, I think, to Jatoba, and it does, his fourth. And now we'll send Minix to the line for two when we return, because we've got a media timeout. 3:55 to go in the ballgame in Nashville at the Gentry Center. Morehead State leads Tennessee State 62-43. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Hillshire all-natural lunch meats are just $4.49 a pack. Sargento shredded or sliced cheese is only $3. And speaking of just $3, the 16-ounce can of Pillsbury Grands biscuits is also only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
62-43, Morehead State in control. Tennessee State with 3:55 to play in the ballgame. Chuck Morales along with Tom Lewis as we continue to marvel at the fact that TSU has had no second chance points in this ballgame. And Tom, I don't think I've ever seen that before in a game.
I don't recall ever seeing it either. And if I'm not mistaken, Chuck, Tennessee State with two offensive rebounds, I believe that's what they had at halftime. So the Eagle defense, as good as it was in the first half, they haven't even allowed one offensive rebound here since halftime. That's just insane.
Jordan Lathan and Riley Minix each with 19 points to lead all scorers in the ballgame, and of course Morehead State. Tennessee State's top scorers, Denham Dawson and Jason Jatoba, each with 10. Tigers shooting 40%, Morehead State 51%. Eagles are 7 of 18 outside the arc, while the Tigers are 2 of 12. At the line, MSU 5 of 10. TSU 9 of 15. Rebounding 33 to 20, Morehead State. Turnovers 10-8 TSU. And that's by the number sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Riley Minix will be line left as we get back into action for MSU. He will have two shots. That last TSU foul, by the way, number 7 on the Tigers, so Morehead State with 3:55 to go in the game into the bonus.
If Minix cashes in here at the free throw line, it'll be the ninth time he has hit the 20-point plateau this season.
Well, he didn't on the first one. He missed it off the iron twice and no good. He's 2 of 3 at the line. MSU 5 of 11 at the line.
Tennessee State not much better. 9 of 15.
Second one by Riley. A little more oomph and a better result as he hits it. He's got 20 markers. MSU up by that margin, 63-43. Jones on the run to the left wing. Hands it there. Coming back for it, Williams. He'll turn right. Come free throw line. Fire on it. Off the glass, off the rim. No whistle foul on that rebound try. And this one's going to go on Morehead State's Khalil Thomas. Just his first personal. And the ninth on MSU. It was well away from the shot. under the glass. And on the rebound try, Khalil asking the official exactly what was it that he did wrong. And it's E.J. Bellinger who will stand line right. 1-1 for the Tigers. Free throw up and in for Bellinger, who now has a total of 8 points, averages 12 a game. Denham Dawson about to check in for TSU. Bellinger with the next one, right hand flip, it's good. Dawson comes in for Shanks, 63-45 Morehead State, 3:45 to go. Ricks on the inbound. Full court, Tiger pressure. Ricks gets it in to Latham, double team, back to Ricks. Eddie coming ahead on Dawson. They want to run the trap on Ricks. He has the ball knocked away. Slaps it ahead, and somehow it got to Latham at the right sideline, just across the timeline.
Tigers wanted to travel. The official said the ball had been deflected away from him enough that he did not have possession.
10 to shoot. Latham coming forward toward the top of the key. 8 to shoot, high left. Can't find Minix, does so between the circles. 4 to shoot, 3 to shoot. Straight away, he'll fire a 3. Clank off the heel of the iron, no. Free throw line rebound to Bellinger of TSU. Heads down the floor with 3:08 to go. Left of the lane to the block. Inside to Jatoba from 7 out with a one-hander, it's in. And the Tigers with a timeout, down 63-47 and 3:05 to go. Morehead State, I think, is going to have to hit free throws down the stretch.
Something they've struggled with tonight, not something they typically do. They're a 71% free throw shooting team, but it's been a bit of a struggle here tonight at the Gentry Center.
We talked about the Gentry Center has strange sight lines. The end zones are very deep. The lighting here is an old style lighting, and it's not very bright. It's a little bit darker arena than what I've seen for the most part this season than any place else you might go. So it's a different shooting atmosphere, to say the least.
Lighting, trying to think of a way to describe it. It's got almost an old field house type feel to it as far as the illumination.
Morehead State against full court pressure, inbounding, go right to left. The distance as Eddie Ricks gets the ball from the official. Ricks, far corner, Lathan. Gets it away and now throws it up to midcourt. On the bounce, picked off by Ricks as he outran two Tigers for it. Clears it back out, left of the logo, Lathan. Trying to get around Bellinger, who reached around and slapped him on the arm, trying to steal the ball and picked up a foul. Second foul on E.J. Bellinger. 8 on the Tigers now in terms of team fouls. Morehead State will have a 1-plus-1 line left. And here's Jordan Lathan standing in there. Lathan, 19 points, 2 of 4 at the line for the ball game. Puts up the first one, nothing but net. He now hits the 20-point mark. 2:55 to play. Lathan with the second one. Nice rotation, and it's good. Shanks in, Dawson out for TSU. 65-47, Morehead State. I think we're going to see a ton of fouls by TSU down the stretch, Tom.
I'm afraid you're right, partner.
Morehead State drops inside the half-court line to defend. Williams runs left hash, keeps his dribble there. Comes left of the lane, trying to move in. Far side, ball knocked away by Thomas, picked off by Thelwell. Drew coast-to-coast, baseline left to Latham, knocked out of his hands by Hodges. Bellinger has it down the floor. Williams with a two-hand dunk. 65-49, 2.5 to go. Lathan outside the right hash. Trap, looks, jump feed, back to the line. Thelwell took some contact from Williams, no call. Fires it baseline, right, Rick slams it down! 8 for Eddie. And Morehead State leads 67-49. 2:10 to play, high right Williams. Wants Jones, almost lost it. Goes head of the key. Jatoba to his left. Williams around for it. Spin move on Thelwell. Left of the lane. Fades and fires from 16. Rolls out. No. Rebound Lathan. Morehead State with 1:56 to play.
So the Eagles have still held the Tigers to 3 offensive rebounds in this game. School record for fewest allowed in a game is 4. That was in 3 different games. But Morehead State on track to possibly set a new record.
Lathan on the drive down the middle of the lane, fouled before he can get to the goal. By the way, he now has a double-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds. His fourth double-double of the season. He'll be at the line to our left after that Tiger foul.
Correction on that. That's actually for the season, not all time.
And he got the foul.
So Jatoba may have just fouled out.
Yeah, he did. That's his fifth. He'll end up tonight with 12 points as he leaves.
Only four rebounds.
Lathan with 1:41 left to go. After the ninth TSU foul, 1-1 line left. Lathan, first one up and in. George now hit four straight at the line after going one of his first three. 21 points, Jordan Lathan. 68-49 MSU. Lathan squats down, pushes the next one up, missed it, short off the front of the rim. Rebound Bellinger. Tigers with it, coming down the floor with 1:35 to go. Jones high right, fronted by Thelwell. Bounce out front, coming out for Shanks down the left arc. Toward the far corner, Hodges. Hodges dancing right, pulls it back out to Jones. Jones on Thelwell, one bounce left corner, Hodges. Back out to Jones from about 26 to 3. Clank off the rim. No. Thomas aboard Morehead State with 1:15 to go.
It looks like Tennessee State may be calling off the dogs.
19-point lead for Morehead State as we hit 1:05 to go in the game. Thelwell drives the left side and whips it back out to the line. And Jordan Lathan. Lathan angles in, right elbow, back to Minnick's top of the lane. Near side, Thelwell. He'll circle right, far side, Ricks, five to shoot. Eddie backs up, line drive three, off the iron, off the glass, no. Shanks aboard for Tennessee State with 46 seconds to go. Jones the other way, driving on Minnick's, high right. Right corner, Hodges back to Jones inside the hash. He'll angle in on Minnick's, lost the ball off his foot, rolls to the left baseline. Thelwell ahead to Ricks. Eddie takes it to the baseline instead of shooting it, dribbles it back out and goes to the far side. Thomas, left hash, Lathan. 24 seconds to go, four less on the shot clock. Lathan backing it up. Hodges guarding, but loosely. They're telling him to take the violation and not take a shot. 9 seconds to go, five on the shot clock. Lathan, crossover dribble, holding, looking. And there's the shot clock violation with 3.4 seconds to go, and Tennessee State will get one more possession.
So Lathan with 22, Minnick's with 20. Fourth time this season the Eagles have had at least two guys with 20 points.
And the other way, Jones dribbles down and doesn't take a shot, and the ball game's over. And Morehead State with the victory. The Eagles have now won three straight as they come out ahead tonight here in Nashville at the Gentry Center over Tennessee State by a count of 68-49. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis coming back to start our postgame show in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Morehead State wins it here at Tennessee State tonight, going away 68-49. The Eagles improved to 17-5. Still in first place in the OVC now, the record in conference 8-1 for Tennessee State. The loss ends their four-game winning streak. The Tigers now 12-10, 5-4 in OVC action. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Just a note, Moorhead State in the last 4 years, when holding opponents under 60 points, now 47-2. And I tell you what, they have really turned up the wick defensively here in the last couple of weeks, Tom, and it's paying off for MSU, and tonight it certainly paid off, holding Tennessee State without a second chance point.
Almost. They ended up with two.
I didn't think they got any, but okay, I'm glad you saw that.
Ended up with two, but did hold the Tigers to three offensive rebounds. That's the fewest the Eagles have allowed in a game all season long.
Boy, that's an amazing number.
And you consider they did that without the presence of Deontay Miles on the floor against a team with a 6'11", 300-pounder in Jason Jatoba. That's a pretty monumental effort.
And, of course, they had to deal with foul issues tonight. Zach Iene ended up fouling out with about 5.5 minutes to play. Eddie Ricks had to finish the game playing with four fouls. Riley Minix, who's only fouled out one time this season, ended up with three. And the bench a lot shorter without Deontay Miles in the ballgame. Moorhead State not especially a deep team. Of course, earlier this season they lost Trent Scott after the seventh game of the year to a broken jaw. And he apparently will be out the rest of the year and will be redshirting. So we won't see Trent this year. And so Miles out. And now you're playing with what you've got, and the guys that they had got it done tonight.
Yeah, they did. And really on both ends of the floor, Chuck, the other pretty incredible stat that goes along with this whole mix is points in the paint. The Eagles, even when they had to go small, probably a majority of the time tonight, still outscore the Tigers 34-30 inside the lanes.
Moorhead State wins it 68-49. I'll come back to run down the statistics for this ball game in just a moment as we continue our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Hornets, they win 68-49 at Tennessee State. The Eagles now 17-5, 8-1 in the OVC. Tennessee State slips to 12-10, 5-4 in conference. Attendance tonight at the Gentry Center, 1,178. Let's go by the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Tennessee State, two players in double figures. Jason Jatoba led the TSU bunch with 12 points, 10 points for Denham Dawson. From there, it's 9 points for E.J. Bellinger, 7 points for Jalen Jones, 4 points apiece, Justin Williams and Michael Shanks, 3 points for Kenyon Hodges. Tennessee State, 18 of 45 from the field, 40%, 2 of 13 outside the arc. At the line, 11 of 17, out-rebounded by MSU 35 to 24. The Tigers with only 3 offensive rebounds and, as we talked about, just 2 second-chance points. Tennessee State with 11 assists, 12 turnovers, 4 steals in the game. For Morehead State, the top scorer, Jordan Latham. He ended up with a double-double because he also, in addition to his team-high 22 points, led MSU with 10 rebounds. Riley Minix with a good night, 20 points. 8 points coming from Eddie Ricks, 6 points Khalil Thomas, 5 points each Zach Iemi, and Drew Fellwell, 2 points for Jerome Morton. MSU 26 of 52 from the field, and even 50%, 7 of 20 from beyond the arc, 9 of 16 at the free throw line. Again, out-rebounding TSU 35-24. Morehead State with 7 offensive boards, 12 assists, 10 turnovers, 9 steals. Again, Morehead State wins it 68-49. Coming back with MSU coach Preston Spradlin after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Gentry Center. Morehead State wins 68-49. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with a happy coach, Preston Spradlin. Preston, your MSU bunch tonight wins this ball game despite being shorthanded. No Deontay Miles. You had some foul problems to work through tonight, and you still got the job done.
Yeah, that was as impressive of a performance by our guys. Just to, you know, their resiliency, Chuck. You know, we played seven guys, and you know, Deontay was a game time decision, and we had to play Riley at the five for a ton of minutes right there. You know, he played 36, and you know, and we had to have guys step up. And I thought Zach gave us some phenomenal minutes. You know, I know he fouled out, but he drew fouls on Big Jatobo. He got rebounds. He scored some baskets for us. His execution, you know, things that don't show up on the stat sheet were his execution, his physicality. He got a bunch of screen assists. And that really helped break the game open to get us some really good shots. But this was a special one for our guys, Chuck. I'm super proud of them.
You know, you got two 20-point scorers tonight, one being Jordan Latham, the other one being Riley Minix. It seemed like Riley was the guy in the first half. Jordan was the guy in the second half after they started doubling down on Riley.
Yeah, you know, and obviously Riley's just going to command so much attention. You've got to throw different bodies at him all over the floor, whether he's inside or he's outside, but he just finds ways to get things done. And, you know, I thought J2, Jordan Latham tonight, is the most disciplined I've ever seen him play. You know, not that he's some crazy undisciplined player, but, like, man, he's unbelievably talented. He let the game come to him. He took it over when he had his chances. But you know, even late, like, we're up and doing a phenomenal job breaking the press. Our guys did put on a clinic with that. But then we just didn't, like, try to go score it quickly, right? He would bring it out. He'd get us set up. We'd grind the clock down a little bit. And then we'd execute late clock and get something really good. And so he had a lot to do with that, especially him and Drew.
Well, we're going to talk about the defense tonight. Obviously, it was outstanding, holding a very dangerous TSU offensive club to just 49 points.
Yeah, absolutely. You know how talented they are. And, you know, they brought Marcus Fitzgerald back. He hadn't played since the game before ours against USI. He's in some type of injury. And I know he wasn't at full strength, but he's a super talented player. And they can. They can put points on you in a hurry. And they do that. And Jatobo is such a load down there. And they really do a nice job, Penny does, of doing some things to try to get him the ball. And but so this is, yeah, you're exactly right. As talented as they are, that just bolsters how impressive, you know, our defense was here tonight.
Holding them to only two second chance points. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know the last game I've seen that. I mean, for most of the game, it was zero.
Yeah. Yeah, because they got two offensive rebounds in the first half on the same possession with Jason Jatobo right there. He got both of those, and then somehow we gave up one more there in the second half, but there's only two second-chance points, so that tells you that came off a block shot, right? That's where that came from as you put those numbers together. But just really impressed with our guys, you know, finishing possessions, because this isn't like TSU's a poor rebounding team. They got phenomenal athletes, and they fly in there, and but our guys did a great job just finishing possessions, being physical, you know, going and rebounding at 10 feet. Did a good job just forcing some really tough shots. I mean, the fact that they only got off 13 threes tonight, they only hit two of them, and one of those came with Denham Dawson, who's kind of been inserted into the lineup throughout their four-game win streak. He hit his third three on the year, you know, and so by our standard, that's pretty daggone good.
Yeah, the rebounding tonight, when we go back and look at the first matchup with Tennessee State, this is a team that has not rebounded the basketball well this year, but they out-rebounded you in the first matchup, which you won that one. But tonight, you out-rebound the Tigers 35-24.
Yeah, and most of that, the first time we played them, it came in the second half. We had a lead and just didn't finish possessions. I think we gave up 14 offensive rebounds in that game, and probably double figures of those, you know, 10 or 12 were in the second half. And so our guys see that. And you know what? Here's the thing. When you talked about it on Monday with this team, that if you want to be great in this league, okay, you've got to understand that you're going to play a better version of every team that you played the second time around because they played against you. Right? And so it's a monster that we have created. And the key with that is you got to be able to go back, look at the film, look at the clips, the good and the bad, of how you played, how they guarded you, and you got to have the humility to say that wasn't good enough for us either. They're going to get a different version of us this time around. And so, you know, knowing that that was the mindset going into the week, and then this is the result as we sit here and look at the stat sheet, I'm really proud of our guys.
What I really like, and there are so many things I do like about your team, but one thing I like is no matter who's on the floor, how you've mixed and matched with whatever you have out there, the poise, the cohesion, the connection between your guys, seems to stay the same no matter which five are out there.
Yeah, and I thought that was really evident here tonight. You know, I thought, you know, when you're only playing seven guys, you're on the road against a talented team that's hot and, you know, tough environment, all these different things, you know, we talked about all of those things breaking our focus, right? You know, we don't talk about breaking your focus. We're talking about, okay, breaking our focus. All the things we write on the board, things that we've got to be great at here tonight. Are you going to let the fan talking on the side? Are you going to let a tough shot or the crowd or the music or, you know, a call that you don't get? Or are you going to let any of those things playing out of position, you know, break our focus? Then we're going to be in trouble. And so this was more about just being together, and I appreciate you noticing that, because that was a huge key for us to get to come out of here with a win tonight.
Well, first leg of the road trip down, second leg of the road trip Saturday, Tennessee Tech, a team that's beaten up quite a bit. They have a whole bunch of people on the injured list.
Yeah, they do, and, you know, who knows, right? We saw it here tonight. You know, those guys could be healthy come you know, I haven't seen their score tonight, and we'll see what they do against USI. But they could have a bunch of guys healthy because they're talented. They're a talented bunch. And, you know, we played them a while ago, same weekend that we played TSU. And, you know, we didn't play great. I think we were barely, you know, we were neck and neck at halftime, and then we found a way in the last 10 minutes to kind of break it open. But, you know, that was on a Thursday night when we were fresh. That's going to be a little bit more difficult. So we gotta learn from it. We got to get prepared. Coach Combs got that scout. He'll get us ready for it. You know, Kaysen had the scout here tonight, did an unbelievable job. And so give those guys their credit. And so they just did a terrific job for us tonight.
All right, Preston, congratulations on the victory as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. Morehead State wins it at Tennessee State tonight 68-49. Coming back with the final segment of our postgame show right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Welcome back to the Gentry Center. Morehead State wins over Tennessee State 68-49. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis, and trying to pull up some scores from around the OVC as we can't seem to get those up. You know, we've had some internet issues here at the Gentry Center. Hopefully we'll get those up in a minute, but we do have time right now to name our MSU star of the game. And Jordan Latham with his fourth double-double of the season, 22 points, 10 rebounds to go along with two assists, only one turnover, two steals in 37 minutes and 3 seconds of action. He is our MSU player of the game. Jordan, of course, the graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, and he is our player of the game. Also today, the MSU women here at the Gentry Center losing to Tennessee State, unfortunately, 71-58. Rounding out the men's scoreboard for tonight, Southern Indiana leads at Tennessee Tech, who Morehead State will play Saturday. That's early in the second half, and the Screaming Eagles are in front 43-38. Late in the ball game, with just about a minute to play, Little Rock is tied with SIU Edwardsville in Edwardsville at 64. Western Illinois held on to beat Lindenwood in St. Louis. Well, it looks like they will. It's 78-71. There's only 16 seconds left to go in the ball game. One final to report besides this ball game, UT Martin wins at Eastern Illinois 76-59. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball, actually broadcasts, make that plural, Saturday from Cookeville as Morehead State invades Tennessee Tech for two games. The women's contest will start at 2 p.m. Tom Lewis to start the pregame show at 1:45. The men's game is scheduled for 4. We think it'll be a little closer to 4:15 to 4:30. I'll be along 15 minutes before that game tips off to start that pregame show. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer who did another fine job, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my partner on the broadcast, Tom Lewis. I'm Chuck Morales again, reminding you the final score. From Nashville and the Gentry Center, Morehead State 68, Tennessee State 49. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.